This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The cost to fill up won't stop going up. Gas, 4 cents pricier today alone. AAA now puts February's all-time high, almost $3.65 a gallon for regular, a lot higher in some places, and it's becoming a campaign issue. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Dave, all this week, Newt Gingrich has been hammering his new number, magic number, for his goal for increasing domestic oil production.
So we can bring down the price of gasoline with a goal of $2.50 a gallon.
But President Obama says all the Republican candidates' energy policies are pretty easy to describe.
Step one is to drill, and step two is to drill. And then step three is to keep drilling.
He says there's no single magic bullet to solving our energy problems. Mitt Romney will be talking gas prices as part of his larger energy ideas in a speech in Detroit later today. Dave?
Rich, thousands are back protesting America in Afghanistan, angry about our Quran disposal. The demonstrations this week have killed 13, including two U.S. troops. We want a ceasefire in Syria, and so do a lot of other countries about to gather at a big meeting. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, around 70 nations in total are meeting in Tunisia, where it's expected they'll call for an immediate ceasefire so aid can be delivered. Russia and China not attending, they say because there's no representation from the Syrian government. Russian lawmaker Alexei Pushkov meeting with the Syrian president today says Assad feels confident and thinks he has no reason to step down. But as the diplomats continue to discuss... Syrian forces continue to shell the city of Homs. Hundreds of civilians are now reported dead there, Dave.
Emily, a British businessman, has turned himself in London to be extradited to the U.S., facing charges he conspired to sell arms to Iran, components for missiles. Christopher Tappan says he's petrified of American prisons.
I don't know what's going to happen. I've been told horrendous stories.
He claims the U.S. entrapped him. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At just 21 years old, Roland knew he wanted to own a business. But when he opened a dry goods store in Haverhill, Massachusetts, it failed. Over the next 10 years, Roland opened three more stores and had three more failures. Despite these disappointments, however, he was learning and still trying. Moving to New York, he opened his fifth store. His fifth, and it took. Today, Roland's dry goods store is known as R.H. Macy and Company. This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Laity Lodge. And the lesson here is failure, of course we can all ace, if we study hard. Mr. Macy reminds us that while stores may close, school stays open in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Cooler temperatures pushing across the region today and tomorrow, and then it looks like we'll start to see an improvement as we head into the second half of the weekend. For today, we're going to be dealing with lots of cloudiness. I think we're probably going to be about 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy for tonight. Lows will drop down to 40. Clouds for tomorrow, highs 59 to 64. Partial clearing tomorrow night, a low of 40. Sun and clouds and 65 to 70 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of people transform their lives with healthy and effective weight loss solutions. That's why we're excited to introduce the brand new clinically proven weight loss formula, CTS 360 Clinical. Formulated by the esteemed Dr. Nicholas Rupsich, CTS 360 Clinical is scientifically proven to help you lose weight, increase energy, and target stubborn belly fat. So if you want a proven system to help you lose weight and keep it off, change your body and your life today with Complete Nutrition's new clinically proven weight loss formula, CTS 360 Clinical.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nicholas Rupsich. Get to Complete Nutrition and start losing weight today with the new clinically proven weight loss system, CTS 360 Clinical. If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact Complete Nutrition to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. or call 703-7987.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
This is my dad's Mercedes C-Class, and it'll one day be my graduation present. I'll act surprised.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
2,587 days, and she's all mine.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. It's a trip that everyone...
Oh, Dad, you shouldn't have.
...can get excited about.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, 52 degrees right now at the studios. What a difference a day makes. Yeah, 52 right now. We're only going to get up to about 60. We'll tell you more about that after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The mail processing facility at the Bryan Post Office is closing. The U.S. Postal Service announced the move Thursday, capping a five-month study of numerous processing facilities around the country. The Bryan office is one of more than 260 around the country that were studied for possible consolidation. The Postal Service says 223 will be consolidated, 35 will remain open, and 6 are on hold for further study. Mail normally processed in Bryan will now be sent to Austin, meaning local mail delivery will likely be delayed for at least a day. The move to consolidation is an effort by the Postal Service to cut $20 billion in expenses by 2015 and get out of the red. The Postal Service had previously announced in December the Bryan facility would close, but backed off on the move a few days later after pressure from federal lawmakers. A family that's been involved in College Station real estate development longer than the city has been in existence has announced its largest project ever. Jack and Mary Culpepper have announced the University Square Shopping Center at South College and University Drive will now become Legacy Point, a combination living and retail center.
Blessed that we have this opportunity to continue on with what Culpeper Properties started as. You know, they were started in housing, and so this kind of is a combination with the first generation who focused on, you know, residential housing and development in College Station and Bryan, but specific to this project in College Station, and then coupled by the next generation, which focused on commercial real estate. So in the third generation of Culpeper Properties, it brings together both residential and commercial property.
Plans have been submitted to the city for the first phase. The long-closed Albertson store will be demolished. On that land will be built The Stack, a five-story student housing complex with a two-floor underground parking garage. Construction is scheduled to start this summer. Completion is targeted for next year. It's been well reported the price for natural gas has been dropping, but residential customers of Atmos Energy in 440 cities, including Bryan and College Station, are facing small increases. The College Station City Council Thursday night unanimously voted to hold the current rates for 90 days to negotiate a better deal. Atmos's Ken Fogle told the council the costs to keep up the distribution system are more than the savings from lower natural gas prices.
Last year, there was an incident in California that had got a lot of regulators looking at the safety aspects of natural gas and wanting to make sure that gas companies are being motivated to go out there and get ahead of this and make sure that our lines are, you know, safe and there's a high integrity to those. So a lot of the actual increase deals more with the capital cost and making sure that our system is safe and invest in the funds it needs to do that.
Fogle says the proposal calls for an increase of $2.70 a month for the average residential customer. Bryan City Council will take up the rate change next Tuesday. College Station City Council spent most of its time Thursday revisiting one issue that was recently approved.
City Manager David Neely's intent was only to provide an update on contract negotiations with a possible author to write about the city's upcoming 75th anniversary. While the council recently approved spending $10,000, Julie Schultz asked why no other options were explored.
Did we look for the best possible price? Did we ask other authors to see how much they would, did we put out an RFP for them? Do you do such a thing in this situation? I don't know.
And Jess Fields continued his opposition to paying for something that's not a core service that is not in demand.
If somebody wants a service out of the city, what do? They come and demand it. They ask us. They bring a horde of people in here, hundreds of people perhaps, or they petition us and they say, we really want this.
The city manager had the last word, telling the council contract negotiations were continuing with their first choice to author the book. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Burleson County authorities continue to investigate last October's armed robbery of the Citizens State Bank of Snook. Christine Labertu with the Sheriff's Office says they haven't had any new leads in a couple of months, but they still have persons of interest.
We'd like the public to know that one of our suspects was carrying a black drawstring backpack-type bag, and also we are interested in anyone that might have information regarding a light gray or silver car that had a black male driver that was seen in the immediate area of the Citizens State Bank in Snook around the time of the robbery.
Bluebonnet Crime Stoppers is still offering a $5,000 reward. Their contact information is on our story or on our website with this story at WTAW.com. And the Jefferson Award is described as a Nobel Prize for public service. Mandy Riske at KBTX coordinates the program for the Brazos Valley.
The recipients are actually nominated either by friends or by family members or people who work with them in the organizations that they volunteer with. The person didn't know they were being nominated. None of our four recipients realized that they were being nominated for this award. And so they were all very gracious when they realized that they received it, because they just knew that somebody out there cared about them and appreciated what they do for this community. And of course, all four winners are some of the most humble people in this community. And so it was very nice getting to announce to them that they were the winners.
This year's winners are the founder of the Calvert Senior Center, B. Cephas, Brazos County NAACP President Ann Boney, College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, and our own Bryan Broadcasting General Manager Ben Downs. One of the four local winners will be selected to be considered for the national award. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 52 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Home Builders Association presents the 2012 Home Expo, sponsored by McCoy's Building Supply, on February 25th and 26th at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Discover home building options, improvement, and energy-saving ideas to make your home a dream come true. Free seminars on home building, gardening and landscaping, interior decorating, and much more. Bring your kids to enjoy the Junior Master Gardeners Exhibit and Petting Zoo. Register to win all kinds of fabulous prizes. The Home Expo, Saturday, February 25th from 10 to 5 and Sunday, February 26th from 1 to 5 at the Expo Complex on Leonard Road in Bryan.
Hi, this is Mia with Mia's on Main. I'm usually here to promote my window treatments, but I want to tell you about something closer to my heart. Breath Effect Christian Yoga. Donation-based classes held at the Bryan Boomfit location benefit both you and our community, with portions of proceeds going to local charities such as the Brazos Valley Food Bank. Classes range from beginner to power classes and include a class for adults 50+. Receive the amazing benefits of yoga while supporting our community. Classes start March 1st, so call 823-6246 or visit breatheffectyoga.com.
6:13, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Clouds still linger across the area for today, but it definitely turns cooler. Cold fronts headed towards the coast this morning. Highs will be 60 to 65. It'll be mostly cloudy into tonight, 40. Considerable cloudiness during the day tomorrow. Highs 59 to 64. Tomorrow night's going to be partly cloudy. Lows are going to be near 40 degrees. Sunday, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine, and highs will be somewhere between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, another busy weekend over on West Campus, and it actually starts today with the Big 12 Indoor Track and Field Championships over at the Gillum Court. And we'll talk about that. Aggie basketball tomorrow. The men are on the road. The women are at Reed Arena. And, of course, the Aggie baseball team, they'll have their second weekend series starting tonight. Holy Cross is coming from Massachusetts to play a little hardball.
Well, they better be here by now.
We'll talk about that. More coming up in sports. Yeah, they better be. They better not, like, you know, just be getting out of Boston or something.
Getting out of the car.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're all going to
play ball
funny.
In the yard.
They are. They're going to talk funny.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they were here yesterday, you
come
know.
Come on, catch it. Come on, catch it.
They got to see some warm temperatures yesterday, but you know.
It's going to feel like home today.
Yeah, it's a little cooler out there already.
To answer your question, 22 gusting to 28. That's what you want to know. Chill factor is what, like 47?
Hang on.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so
I have to lean over and push that button.
I understand.
Well, what we'll ask you to do is probably at random times during the morning, just lean over, push the button, and yell out what the chill factor is.
So you're saying only those crazy students will wear shorts to the baseball game tonight?
Well, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
Could be.
Yeah.
Those are metal bleachers again, right?
Yeah, upstairs. Yeah, they are.
Because they'll suck the warmth right out of your butt. There's no doubt about that. Oh, it's cold out here.
Words to live by.
Yeah, that's it. So let's see here. Police in Florida said an attempted robbery was foiled when an alert gas station clerk realized the object poking from the suspect's shirt was not a gub.
What was it?
Well, police said that the man with a plastic bag over his head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would that be
breathe deeply, Elroy? Breathe deeply.
Yeah.
Would that be the t-shirt type bags we have? You know, with that you go into most grocery-toriums and see, you know, they have the little candle, and they're called T-shirt bags.
Oh, I didn't know that's what those are called.
Yeah, because they kind of look like wife beaters upside down, I guess. How's that?
That's very insensitive.
I've never called them that. I know.
It's wife beaters?
No, I wouldn't call anything a wife beater unless he was one.
It's hilarious, but it's insensitive.
It's what they're called, right?
Okay.
You never heard them called that?
Yes, I have. I've heard them called that, but anyway.
Well, see, we have some of those for Jackson. We call them baby beaters.
Very nice. Yeah, that'll turn a head or two with the parents, won't it?
Yeah.
Here's my son and his baby beater.
Yeah.
Let's call them egg beaters.
Get together at the daycare center with all the other parents and call them that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stayed in there leaning back, got a pell-mell going.
Yeah.
Anyway.
King Edward.
Yeah. So police said that the man with the plastic bag over his head walked into the gas station and acted like he had a weapon. Then he ordered the clerk to give him money from the register. Well, right away, the clerk recognized that the object under the man's shirt was, in fact, not a gub, but his finger.
Oh.
Pull my finger.
He refused to hand over the cash.
Careful, it's loaded.
That's right. So the suspect turned his attentions to a customer who basically laughed at him.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
I got a million of them. I was going to say, a little Robert Stack this morning. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Info.
Mation.
Perfect situation. We're going to have a good time. And whether you drove down the street just to get here, took a train, a plane, a bus, you're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Hey, there you go, News Talk 1620, WTAW at 618.
It is. Push that button. February the 24th it is, and happy birthday to you today. Abe Vigoda's birthday is today, folks.
Yeah.
Golly, did that Super Bowl commercial, 2 years ago, I guess it was?
Sure, right. But was looking old even before. He was looking old in The Godfather.
He was looking old.
Yeah, when he was
playing
Tessio.
40 years ago, he was looking old, right? Mm-hmm. But anyway, he's 91 years old today. Actor Stephen Hill from Law and Order.
Who's no young chicken himself. No.
He's just a year behind Abe. He's 90 years old.
And
today.
You can look at him and tell Stephen Hill is his real name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Michael Legrand, the movie composer, is 80 years old. Actor Barry Bostwick turned 67. Singer-producer Rupert Holmes turned 65.
Let's see here.
It says singer-producer.
Of course.
That's what it says. Right here.
Rupert Holmes. Let's see where Rupert Holmes is playing this weekend.
Sure.
Boy, it's a busy website. My gosh, this looks like Bloomberg.
Do you have a dancing Jesus or what? I mean,
bio, contact, about Rupert Holmes, news and update. I mean, it's the semi-official. But it's Rupert Holmes. But it's RupertHolmes.com.
It's like a website, or it's like a fan site.
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, Rupert Holmes. Let's see. A new tour. Nah, I don't know. Go ahead.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Edward James Olmos, the actor, turned 65 years old.
I'm always a day late and a dollar short. I was trying to get some Rupert Holmes playing in the background, since he's only known for one song anyway.
It is hard to find, right?
But
Pina Colada?
Well, we didn't have it in the candy library was the problem. And now YouTube is just taking way too long.
Yeah, well, that's why I go to playlist usually, if you can do that.
And it's max of effort.
Yeah,
so
I understand.
I'll continue.
Again, it's Rupert Holmes.
Actress Helen Shaver, she was in The Color of Money. She's 61 years old. News correspondent Paula Zahn turns 56 years old today.
You know, she kind of spiraled off the page after that little, was it CNN that she had the show and they did the promos where they talked about she was just a little bit sexy.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. The little zip sound. Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Yeah. Sammy Kershaw, the country singer. He could tell a story, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he could.
Yeah, he could.
Well, if he'd stayed with Lori Morgan longer, she probably would have killed him, too.
Gonna say.
That's right. Oh, yeah, drove him to drink anyway. He's 54 years old today. From Desperate Housewives, actor Mark Moses is 54. Billy Zane, he was the bad guy in My Little Dinghy, mm-hmm. if you remember that.
Scott remembers it.
Yeah, I do. Sure. Oh, like it was yesterday.
Yeah. My Little Dinghy is Titanic, folks. 46 years old today. And actor Wilson Bethel. Do we know him? Huh? He's 28 years old today. Also, Joe Lieberman, the Connecticut senator and VP candidate, turns the big 7-0 today. And that's all I got. Stephen Jobs would have been 57 years old today. So there you go. Oh, Eddie Murray, the baseball Oriole first baseman, turns 56 today. And Kristen Davis, I thought we had her yesterday.
Yeah.
Anyway, she got her again today. She's 47.
We'll celebrate her 2 days in a row.
There you go. Yeah. Coming up tomorrow, Sally Jesse Raphael, the lady with the red glasses, turned 77. Bob Schieffer.
Now, you know,
Skeletor.
I got where she's 72,
uh-huh.
77,
uh-huh.
and 69. I mean, 77 and 69, that's not even close.
Well, she just wants to keep people guessing. Bob Schieffer is 75 years old tomorrow.
Texas boy.
Yeah, there you go. Ric Flair, the WWE professional wrestler, turned 64.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was what he was known for.
There you go. Thanks. Remember Carrot Top? The wild-haired stage guy.
Yeah.
I guess he does stuff, right?
He's
in Vegas.
He's in
regularly.
Vegas. Have you seen him lately?
He's buffed up.
He's a bodybuilder.
Yeah. Guy's like ripped now.
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess
he
got tired of people making fun of him.
Mm-hmm. I guess so. Yeah. He's 47. 47, too. Didn't know he was that old, but he is. Sean Astin, the actor from Lord of the Rings.
That's Rudy, too, isn't it?
Yeah, he was also Rudy. And he's the son of John Astin and Patty Duke. Is 41 years old tomorrow. That's all I got for tomorrow.
Oh, no, we got Rashida Jones.
Ooh, okay.
She'd be
hubba.
30 and 6.
That'd be Quincy's daughter with Peggy Lipton.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tia Leone would be 46.
Mrs. David Duchovny.
Oh, yeah.
She's a pretty lady, too.
Yeah. Julio Iglesias Jr.
Oh.
Be 39.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That'd be enough.
There you go. Coming up on Sunday. There we go. I just missed it. Fats Domino. And he's still with us?
I think he is.
Yeah, he's 84 years old.
I think we have an Office Space reference coming up.
Yeah, we do. As a matter of fact, we do. We do.
Ready.
He's the one who sucks.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the great one, the popular recording artist, it says right here, the balladeer, Michael Bolton.
At least your name isn't Michael Bolton.
Why don't you just go by Mike instead of Michael?
No way. Why should I change? He's the one who sucks.
Nobody has taken more great songs and decided he wanted to make them his own. And pretty well ruined him.
He's 59.
But he is able to make fun of himself.
Well, that's a good thing. And he's rich. He's doing fine.
Yeah.
Now, who's he dating, or was he dating?
He was squiring around Nicolette Sheridan.
That's right.
He was. I don't know if they still are.
Man, she became a desperate housewife.
That's right.
She probably got a little uppity for
her. Got her own money. He said, I don't need you.
Yeah.
with your retreating hairline. And
not anymore. He's just cut it all off, right?
I mean, I think so.
Yeah. He let go of it.
That's all I got.
Tom Kennedy. Oh, the old game show host.
Yeah,
Jack Nahr's brother.
85?
Who's and, Jack Nahr's, right?
Yeah, and then now Tom can tell us that he saw Mitch Ryder. He does this once a year because Mitch Ryder will be 67
with
on
the Detroit
Sunday.
Heel. Detroit wheels.
Very nice.
Lady with the blue dress on.
An icon, that is. Sales toward an upgrade. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Bill Fantini. The company chosen to take over the Niagara Falls boat business says it plans to build customized new boats with updated amenities. Hornblower Canada Company will replace the Mate of the Mist Company as the boat tour operator at the base of the falls. U.S. futures are trending higher on the heels of gains in yesterday's trading. Shortly after the markets open today, we'll get an update on consumer sentiment and word on last month's new home sales. Stock in the Gap clothing chain will be among those in the trading spotlight today. Gap's earnings slightly topped Wall Street expectations, but still fell 40% from a year ago. The Texas Supreme Court wants the state to offer fill-in-the-blank divorce forms as an alternative to attorneys. Today's Wall Street Journal says a growing number of people try representing themselves in court. I'm Bill Fantini with the Dow Jones Money Report.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Well, if you deal with the issue of evil and Satan and good and evil.
Well, you know, we've already done that one. We really, really have. So in the meantime, we'll see if we can find something else that that we haven't heard. How would that be? Okay, yeah, well, we'll see if we can do that. All right, in the meantime.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
Okay, News Talk 1620 WTAW. That's the only Sean we've got, so since we've already heard that, we'll just let it slide. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 627. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Breezy, yeah, no kidding. 60 will be our high temperature today, but it probably won't feel like it. Winds up 15 to 20 miles an hour, gusts up as high as 25, and that's after the sun comes up. Then tonight, look for about 40 for our low temperature. Winds will lay back some. We'll only make about 60 degrees for tomorrow as well, and the winds will be calm. Then about 62 for Sunday. Monday and Tuesday back up into 70. Should be very pleasant. Right now, humidity's 43%. Winds are from the north at 22, gusting to 28. Got a chill factor of 47. It's fair out there, just a little breezy. 53 degrees.
People worry a lot about the food they eat, about what's in it and not in it. And that worry is part of the obesity problem. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Today my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you oil. No, we work to bring you deals. Like a Pennzoil conventional oil change special for just $20.99. Plus, come to Advance Auto Parts now and register to win free gas for one whole year. Repeat after me. Free gas for a year. Service is our best part. Advance
Auto Parts. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit advanceautoparts.com/Pennzoil for program rules and to enter.
How we look at food has really changed.
We are not about enjoying the foods that we're eating. We're about, oh my God, it's fat-free, it's calorie-free, it's this-free, it's trans-fat-free, it's sugar-free. It's like, well, why don't we start enjoying foods for what they do have, which is delicious flavors.
Registered dietitian Esther Blum, author of the book Eat, Drink, and Be Gorgeous, says it's been proven that if people would just slow down and enjoy what they eat less. And here are some very simple ways that can help you eat more healthy.
Instead of a bowl full of M&Ms, try a bowl full of blueberries, which are the only fruit to help prevent age-related memory decline. I think something people don't eat a lot of is pomegranates because they're daunted by how in the world to open them. A pomegranate is hands down one of the healthiest foods you can eat, and it's absolutely delicious.
And another food that's good for you that people often avoid is
avocado, which is rich in omega-9s and helps naturally lower cholesterol and helps your skin glow. It's an excellent fat, and it has lots of fiber in it.
And Esther says eggs have gotten a bad rap. They're actually an excellent food.
They're cost-effective. They are a good protein source. I can even get vegetarians to eat them. They're easy to cook. You don't have to be dexterous in the kitchen. You know, you boil, put one egg in boiling water for 9 to 10 minutes. It's perfectly cooked.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios, and we're not going to warm up very much from there. Only a high today of about 60, maybe between 60 and 65. We'll tell you more about the weather forecast coming up after this news update brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. While the College Station City Council finished Thursday evening's meeting in less than 40 minutes, 1 hour was taken up during the afternoon workshop on one item. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
The council recently approved spending $10,000 to have someone write a book on the first 75 years of the city. While contract negotiations continue with a potential author, Councilman Jess Fields repeated his call to save the money and recruit volunteers to write the book.
Until I see, and I think I would hope that until this council sees a large swell of interest from, you know, it doesn't even have to be the whole community, but for goodness sakes, at least the history committee should just come together and say, geez, we all want this to happen.
The response to Fields' idea from Blanche Brick.
We decide to have ditches everywhere, and we don't ask them to volunteer then and go out and dig the ditch. We expect to provide some services and to pay for it. And I believe this is something that we need to provide, not just for us, not just for the 75th, but for the future.
In the end, City Manager David Neely told the council negotiations are continuing with the prospective author. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The natural gas bill for your home could go up. Atmos Energy has a proposal affecting 440 Texas cities, including Bryan and College Station, that would increase the average residential bill by $2.70 a month. Not exactly a huge increase. Atmos's Ken Fogle answered questions at Thursday night's College Station City Council meeting.
Basically, everybody that Atmos Energy serves in the Mid-Tex division in Texas, which is the majority of our customers, all of them will be getting the same rate. And just to make sure you understand this, what you're looking at tonight is not approving a new rate. It's simply to suspend the rate case, which just basically tables it for 90 days and allows us more time to negotiate with the coalition of cities that College Station's a part of. So there's not actually any rate increase going through tonight.
Council unanimously voted to suspend the increase for 90 days. Fogle says it will be considered by Bryan Council on Tuesday. It would be the first rate increase for Atmos since 2007. Get ready for outgoing mail to take longer for delivery. The U.S. Postal Service announced Thursday it was closing the Bryan processing facility. That's a move originally announced in December. Postal Service backed off that announcement a few days later following pressure from federal lawmakers, but this time the announcement appears official. The Bryan facility is one of more than 260 around the country studied for possible consolidation. Of those, 223 will be consolidated, 35 will remain open, and 6 are on hold for more study. Outgoing mail normally processed in Bryan will now go to Austin. The consolidation means the loss of local jobs for the Bryan employees, although the Postal Service says many will be offered reassignments. The cuts are part of an effort to cut $20 billion in expenses by 2015 and get the Postal Service out of the red. It's been a couple of months since authorities received fresh leads in the armed robbery of Citizens State Bank in Snook. Christine Labertu with the Burleson County Sheriff's Office says a $5,000 reward is still on the table.
If you have any information, even if you're not sure if it's anything that would be useful to us, please contact either Bluebonnet Crime Stoppers at 866-930-8477 or the Burleson County Sheriff's Office at 979-567-4343.
You can get the suspect's descriptions and other information online on our website, WTAW.com. A College Station family has owned a piece of commercial real estate long enough to produce a second development. 40 years ago, John Culpepper Sr. and Jr. bought the land at South College and University that became the University Square Shopping Center. Now Jack and Mary Culpepper have announced a combination living and retail center.
It's named Legacy Point primarily for the reason that we do want it to be something that our family can, you know, be very proud of, that we've contributed to this community, and that it, like the property, has been in our family for 40 years. We hope years to come this will continue contributing in an aesthetic way to that area of College Station, plus service the community with the needs that it has. So we, too, are excited.
The former Albertson store will be demolished, and construction is scheduled to start this summer on a five-story student housing complex. Completion of what's being called the Stack, which also features underground parking, is slated for next year. And four Brazos Valley residents have been recognized for their community service. Winning this year's local Jefferson Award are Brazos County NAACP President Ann Boney, Calvert Senior Center founder B. Cephas, College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, and our own Bryan Broadcasting General Manager Ben Downs. Mandy Risky at KBTX Media, who coordinates the program, says a ceremony to honor the winners is coming up April 10th.
One of the four winners will be announced to represent the Brazos Valley in Washington, D.C. at the national ceremony. So it doesn't make them even more of a winner. What it is the Board of Selectors picked somebody that they felt would be the best representative based on what they do, what they're involved in, and different criteria, and they pick the one that they think would be the best representative of the Brazos Valley, and they send them to Washington, D.C. So all of them are winners equally, and we're proud of all of them.
Nominations were reviewed by a 7-member board of selectors. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 52 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. More news at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As an orthopedic surgeon and medical director of St. Joseph Joint University, I've been privileged to work with an amazing team of professionals who've dedicated themselves to being the very best. They've become so good, in fact, that for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been ranked number one in the state for joint surgery, as well as becoming one of America's 100 best hospitals. I'm Dr. Joseph Yero, and that difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
Health Grades 2012.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the
Tony Roma's is offering up plates full of deliciousness that you can't afford to miss. Tony Roma's is tired of Monday getting a bad rap, so we introduced Endless Rib Mondays. So grab some guys and get some ribs. Endless Rib Mondays, only at Tony Roma's. Tony Roma's, just off the bypass in Bryan in front of Premier Cinema. Visit freelunchfridays.com for a chance to win free lunch at Tony Roma's, or text LUNCH to 89031. There's two ways to win free lunch from Tony Roma's. Text LUNCH to 89031 or visit freelunchfridays.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by College Station Medical Center. There is only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Go to csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Cooler temperatures push in across the region today and tomorrow, and then it looks like we'll start to see an improvement as we head into the second half of the weekend. For today, we're going to be dealing with lots of cloudiness. I think we're probably going to be about 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy for tonight. Lows will drop down to 40. Clouds for tomorrow, highs 59 to 64. Partial clearing tomorrow night, a low of 40. Sun and clouds and 65 to 70 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Lots of different sports to talk about, Aggie-wise and high school-wise, too. High school, we've got basketball playoffs continuing as the Rudder Ranger girls will play tonight for a chance to go to the regional finals. We'll talk about that. Of course, Aggie basketball, the men are on the road. The women are home with Texas Tech tomorrow, and Aggie baseball over at Bluebell Park, three games. Weather ought to be okay. We'll talk about that. And the NFL Combine started yesterday. Today, and there are seven Aggies trying to impress the pros. We'll tell you who they are. That and more coming up in sports.
There you go.
Are they juggling?
They're juggling.
A little
singing.
Shuck and jive.
Yeah. A little
soft shoe.
A little sing, hoping not to get voted off by the judges. But you know. So. There you go.
So.
We're joshing.
So the president of U.S. America.
POTUS.
Yeah.
POTUS Obama.
Felt like he needed to talk about energy.
All of you know who I am.
That's exactly right. He decided he needed to talk about energy. He likes pie, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that or not.
You've got that one.
I know. Now.
They're delicious drinks.
They are. Why did he think he needed to go to Florida?
Florida? Because it's a swing state. Because you know, whoever wins Florida probably going to win the old...
Oh.
Casablanca come November.
Oh, so. I see. Oh, okay. So that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Wasn't really about drilling and energy and oil gas and oil prices.
Unless he had a hard hat and a big Hughes Tool Company drill bit ready to plunge it in the ground right there. No, it was not. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, then I guess maybe you're right. Maybe it had something to do with politics.
Politics?
Yeah.
You think so? Well, then who paid for it?
Oh, well,
I want to know.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
You and me.
Yeah.
Excuse
that's
me. You
right.
And I.
Yeah.
That's again the law, isn't it?
So now, if gasoline hits $5 a gallon, I'm not saying it will.
I'm going to punch a kitten.
Yeah.
I will go on the record saying that right now.
But if it does, punch a puppy sounds better. I mean, it's got
no,
a little, I know.
What a puppy ever do to me?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you got to catch the kitten.
Yeah.
You know, puppy just puppy looks waiting pitiful. For it.
Yeah, puppy looks pitiful because it thinks you're going
to
come love on it.
Yeah,
so.
Really, then you do that. All right, that's fair.
Yeah, what'd you swap
so,
me for?
Now, so if gasoline hits $5 a gallon, can he go ahead and blame that on Bush, or have we forgotten? I mean, is it...
Oh, you can blame anything on Bush.
Well, I mean, right. Still, we can do that? Okay. I just want to make sure, because I need to give him an out on this deal, so he can go ahead and take care of that.
And Bush over there going, hey, nice try.
Yeah. So now you're saying that that his reason for going to Florida is because that's a swing state in that it could be Republican or Democrat, and it's a passel of electoral votes.
Mm-hmm. And more than likely, the Republican nominee for vice president will come from there. So.
Oh. And that might be a guy named Marco Rubio.
Rubio.
Marco.
Rubio.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And he's very popular.
Okay, you guys, out of the pool.
Yeah. he's right.
But it's Friday.
And he's popular with the Tea Party.
Yeah, and so, he's a nice looking man.
And he does fine.
He's kind of man pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And if it's, you know, if it's Romney, you know, you'd have man pretty and man pretty.
Okay.
There,
well,
know?
And if it's Romney. Besides man,
well, Santorum's not ugly as homemade soap or anything like that. I mean,
but let's say it's Romney.
Romney, okay. Rubio?
Yeah.
Got alliteration? What more do you need?
He was baptized in a Mormon church.
Rubio was?
Uh-huh.
Ah. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
We got us a Mormon pair.
When the family lived in Las Vegas.
Sounds like a poker hand.
Now, he later could...
That's right.
Lay it down, boys. I got a Mormon pair.
That guy beats a full boat, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yesterday, folks, in case you weren't listening, we had a trivia question. The question was, the tallest one is in North Carolina and the shortest one is in Michigan. What is it? One of the answers we had was Mormons, which we enjoyed. No, he did that. He converted to Catholicism later on, but today he has close ties with an evangelical church in Miami. So,
well, now that wouldn't be politically expedient, would it?
No, the So, I mean, that would mean that the first two members of minority religions, I guess, on a Republican ticket in American history, that'd be kind of different. And we'll see. That's, again, just found out about that. I find that to be rather interesting. Let's see what else. I don't know. There's the, yeah, they're all out. They're all out talking about how it's about the energy deal, because all of a sudden we're paying attention to it again.
Well, see, but he can also hit the road because the boys and girls aren't on the Hill. So
yeah, that's you know, true. That's
Mr.
True.
Flores was ringside at the basketball game Wednesday night.
There you go. Out there watching the Aggie basketball team play. Virginia lawmakers yesterday voted to punt on the old state's so-called personhood bill till next year.
Uh-huh.
This was an interesting bill. It was the state Senate voted to send the proposal back to committee. So that basically kills it for the year. The measure, which would define the beginning of human life as at the moment of conception, had been approved in the House earlier this month, and the Senate committee likewise had signed off on it, but the entire Senate voted it down. Similar personhood proposals have failed in a number of states, most recently Mississippi. One such effort is on its way to passage. That is in the state of, do you know? Ask you three times. Oklahoma.
Oh. Mm.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oklahoma, where the,
so we'll
where
be watching
the
that.
Wind comes soaring down the plains.
Sweeping
down the plains, yeah.
It could do either, but yeah, you know, that's not what the song says. Yeah.
Michelle Obama, for her part yesterday, she was out. They're both just traveling.
Because the boys and girls aren't there. So
yeah, I bet they're texting each other.
Now, do you think
I love you more. No, I love you more.
Well, she was going to Colorado and she was speaking in Ohio. Do you think the Winnebago just stopped in Ohio and she got out? And,
yeah.
Stretch. Yeah, where's the puppy? Get the puppy out of here.
Oh, yeah.
So take care of its business, and then we'll talk to these folks out here.
Oh, yeah. You think she's got a little plastic glove on?
Yeah. Yeah. They stopped at a Bucky's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did that. Uh-huh. Anyway, so Michelle.
Theater of the mind, thank you for doing that for me. I'm picturing the blue and white of an Air Force One, only this would be like a Winnebago One.
Yeah, I think so.
It pulls up and, you know, it stops. Then all of a sudden you see it kind of rocking back and forth as she walks up to the door. You know,
yeah. Steps down, grabs a little silver handle
right.
And steps down. Anyway, she's fundraising yesterday in Ohio, echoed her husband's theme of fairness and increased taxes on upper income earners.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
At an appearance in Cincinnati.
Now that's very political of her. She has not done as First Lady is she has really stayed out of the fray.
That time's over. He said, "Mama, well, yes. You need to get out there on the trail if you want to keep this gig. We need to lock this thing up. Let's do it." She says, "If a family in this country is struggling, we cannot be satisfied with our own family's good fortune." What? Do what?
That's pretty offensive.
Yes, it is. Are you going to tell me when I can be satisfied? Is that it, Miss First Lady?
Because
you have that control?
Well, let me ask you this. What if, and I'll put myself in the situation. All right, let's say I live across the street from Tom.
All right.
And he wishes I did.
Yeah, really.
But let's say I live across the street from Tom, but through bad financial decisions of my own, I've run up $30,000 in credit card debt.
All right.
I'm in over my head on my mortgage.
Yeah.
I've got two car notes outstanding, and I'm living way above my means. And it's Tom's fault because he lives within his means and my house is being foreclosed on?
It's not Tom's fault, but what she is saying is Tom cannot be happy with
right.
his situation.
So he needs he needs to come out in his yard and feel my pain?
Exactly right. Well, what he needs to do is help pay to lift you up. That's
I believe
what
that's,
she's saying.
Yeah, yeah, I believe that's what she's saying.
I'd mow your lawn once a quarter, you know, just because I'm a good neighbor.
If I'm much in debt, I don't have a quarter.
But again, very nice.
Yeah, very good.
Who is the first lady to tell me when I can be happy with my situation? This is the mother of the children. Her husband said, "My children will be fine, even if the country fails." Don't forget
Leah,
that he said that.
Sasha.
Yeah, don't forget he said that. He said his children would be fine even if the country failed. Thank you, Mr. President. Now, First Lady right in there, lockstep, 648.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books today. We'll match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. To learn more, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community for the community.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
A few things come naturally in landscaping, like color from spring flowering trees, shrubs, and vines. Most plants in those categories do bloom in the spring, so the bigger challenge comes in picking the best ones, not just for their spring show, but also for their appearance the rest of the year. Since you're going to be seeing these plants in bloom in your neighborhood over the next several weeks, let's develop a list of some of the best along with special tips for their success. I'll be back with details, sources of spring color, right after this message. This is your final call for my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar, the single publication that gives you all the details of when to do everything in your landscape and garden. It's my 29th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. I've completely revised and updated every piece of information in it. More than 12,000 words, more than 70,000 keystrokes of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. And you get it at a one-third savings when you buy it now with a one-year subscription, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. All of it for just $38.95 and $3 postage for the calendar. That's a one-third savings on the calendar when you buy it with the magazine. Satisfaction completely guaranteed. This is final call. Call today, $38.95. Satisfaction guaranteed. 800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. If you're looking for great spring color for your landscape, let's start with trees, and red buds top any list of spring blooming trees. They're native to Texas, so they're certainly adapted to our soils and our climate. They're small trees that do well in sun or part sun. Native red buds are light orchid pink, while there also are white forms available. Look for a selection called Oklahoma with burgundy red flowers and glossy green foliage. Forest pansy red bud has deep pink flowers and purplish green foliage. Mexican plum is also native to big bands of central Texas. It's a small tree growing to 15 to 20 feet tall. Its leaves are larger and its habit is much coarser than cultivated plums. The small fruit ripen late in the summer and they're suitable mainly for preserves. It's highly resistant to peach tree borers and other problems common to domestic plums. Ornamental pears are really beautiful landscape trees. They have great spring bloom, their white flowers, nice fall color with all different shades, dark green foliage in the summer. They're dormant for only a short time each winter. They do have a problem in that they tend to break in windstorms and ice storms, so you need to plant them carefully. Aristocrat is probably a good variety that would have the strongest possible branching. Other flowering fruit trees are good, although short-lived. Flowering peaches are stunning in screaming reds, pinks, whites, and bitones. Purple plums have attractive pink flowers, but they have short life expectancies. Crabapples are suited to the northern parts of Texas, especially where cotton root rot is not a problem. From the shrub world, flowering quince is known as japonica by many Texas gardeners. It's really beautiful in the late winter, early spring. Not so pretty in the hot Texas summertime, but still worthy of planting in the back of the floral border. Forsythias are great spring bloomers, again in the northern half or two-thirds of Texas. Bright yellow spring blooms. They're big, vigorous shrubs, so give them plenty of room. Bridal wreath or spirea is much more refined. There are several varieties. They do well in morning sun with afternoon shade. Then Carolina jessamine for a flowering vine. Wisteria is wonderful. Evergreen clematis is decidedly gorgeous when it blooms as well. We didn't mention azaleas. Where they're adapted, they are the best. I'm Neil Sperry. That's our program for today. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good Friday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Here's the first look at your sports, and it's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, your official partner of the Big 12 Conference. Let's start off talking high school basketball. The playoffs continue for the Rutter girls and the Consol boys tonight. The Lady Rangers are two wins away from the state 4A Final Four when they meet 31-7 Rockwall tonight at 6 at the Garland Special Events Center. Rutter is 34-5 going into this regional semifinal. The winner will meet either Highland Park or West Mesquite in the regional championship. Consol's boys will meet Dallas Jesuit in the 5A Region 2 area round tonight. Jesuit is 26-6. Consol is 30-4. They'll play at 7 at Waco Midway Gym. The winner meets either Naaman Forest or Consol's district mate Colleen Shoemaker in the regional quarterfinals. Alex Caruso leads the Tigers in scoring with 15.5 points a game, rebounds 8.5, 6.3 assists, and 5.5 steals per game. We'll go over the other Brazos Valley teams still in the playoffs next sports. The Aggie basketball teams are both wanting to bounce back from midweek losses as the regular season winds down. 14th-ranked A&M women will host Texas Tech tomorrow night as the Aggies keep their eye on second place and the second seed in the Big 12 tournament. Tech is 5-10 in the Big 12, but they've been the only Big 12 team to play number one Baylor within 10 points, not just once, but twice. The game tips at 7 o'clock. It will be senior night tomorrow night with the Texas Tech game, and you can hear it on 1150 AM The Zone. The Aggie men are striving to get back to or above 500 after slipping below that season mark for the first time with their back-to-back losses to Missouri and Kansas. They're 13-14. Takes at least a 500 record to make the NIT postseason, and A&M still has Kansas State and Oklahoma left. Tomorrow at 1, the Aggies are at Oklahoma State in Stillwater. You can hear that game here on 1620. Also in the Big 12 tomorrow, Iowa State's at Kansas State, Oklahoma's at Baylor, Texas at Texas Tech, and the nation's spotlight game tomorrow, Missouri is at Kansas. The 4th-ranked and 4-0 Aggie baseball team will play its second weekend at the new-look Olsen Field at Bluebell Park, starting a 3-game series with Holy Cross coming from Worcester, Massachusetts. This will be their season opening games. They were 24-23-1 last year. They're picked to finish 4th in the Patriot League. Game times are 6:35 tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow, and noon on Sunday. The Aggies are expected to go with the same pitching rotation of Michael Walker, Ross Stripling, and Rafael Pineda. Friday and Sunday games will be broadcast right here on 1620. Saturday's game will be over on 1150 AM The Zone. After the second day of the Big 12 Swimming and Diving Championships in Columbia, Missouri, Texas leads the pack with a 104-point lead on A&M men. The Aggie men had no wins yesterday but got a second-place finish from John Dalton in the 50 free. On the women's side, the Aggies still lead the team competition by 46 points over Texas. Maureen McLean won the 500 freestyle, and Janie Puffin won the 1-meter diving. The meet ends tomorrow at Mizzou's Aquatic Center. And you can get there at 11 a.m. today and watch the heptathlon and the decathlon, or you can wait till 3 and watch the running start for the 2-day Big 12 Indoor Track and Field Championships at the Gillum Indoor Track. The Aggie men are after their second straight team title, while the Aggie women can end the Big 12 era by winning 5 of the last 6. All events will start tomorrow at 3. The Aggie men are ranked 3rd in the nation and have the best Big 12 mark this year in 7 events. The A&M women are ranked 5th and have the best mark in 3 events. And it was a tough opening day for the Aggie softball team at the Cathedral City Classic in California. A&M lost 6-4 to Florida yesterday in their first game, and yesterday afternoon were run-ruled by New Mexico 15-3. Today they'll play Washington and Brigham Young. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more coming up the next hour. I'm Tom Turbyville for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Weekdays, the Dr. Oz Show is bigger than ever. More life-changing information.
We're issuing a critical alert.
Revolutionary anti-aging secrets.
I had no idea.
New weight loss breakthroughs.
You can hear this.
And it's all for you.
Nothing is off limits.
Be there for the show everyone's talking about. Weekdays on the Dr. Oz Show. Your life, your doctor.
Dr. Oz, weekdays at 4 on KAGS HD.
Living in the heart of the Brazos Valley, the weather can play tricks on us. But you don't have to worry. I'm KAG's Chief Meteorologist, Jared Plushnick, and we know you're busy. Kids, job, the house. I'm here to help you get the kids and you out the door ready for whatever the weather brings. Plus, Matthew and Emily bring you the stories that really matter to you. From right here in the Brazos Valley.
Local newscast. Local people. Living here. Working here. KAG's HD News. Weeknights at 6 and 10 p.m.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing tax returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Probably not. Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. Let us save you time and money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call us at Bowman Business and Tax Services.
Imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-772998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Breezy today, high temperature only 60, winds up to about 25 miles an hour. 53 now, WTAW College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. What are you paying to fill up? Whatever it is, it's more. AAA says prices are up another 3 to 4 cents today, up more than a dime in a week, and that's fueling a big 2012 campaign debate. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Dave, Mitt Romney's set to talk about that, gas prices, energy in general today in Detroit. Yesterday in Miami, President Obama said all the Republican plans are about more drilling and little else.
Well, the American people aren't stupid. They know that's not a plan. Especially since we're already drilling.
President says there's no one silver bullet to solve our energy issues.
No, that's just wrong. Defeating Obama is a single thing that would change energy.
The counterpoint yesterday from Newt Gingrich.
Dave, the price of oil, by the way, up over 108 bucks a barrel this morning. Hoping to stop the fighting that kills more Syrians just about every day. The U.S. and European and Arab nations all about to meet this hour. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, over 70 nations are meeting in Tunisia.
Really, we have to do something. Otherwise, we're just watching this massacre going on day after day.
The Tunisia president, Monsef Marzouki, capturing the overwhelming feeling of the meeting. They're working out the details for a 72-hour ultimatum to President Assad to end the violence and let aid in. Punishments will follow if he doesn't agree, not yet announced. A draft of the conference final declaration also promises practical support for opposition groups. This is the fighting continues in Homs, Dave.
Emily, a former Rutgers University student, goes on trial today in New Jersey facing hate crime charges. Darren Ravi accused of spying with a webcam on his roommate's gay encounter with another man. That roommate later killed himself. It got tense last night in Orlando. More than 100 cops broke up. An angry crowd lined up at a mall to buy a special new Nike shoe at midnight, but the Foot Locker had to cancel that sale and reschedule. Nobody was arrested or hurt. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the tool mega sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale starting this Friday only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman, trust in your hands. Exclusions apply.
At Batteries Plus, we wanted to come up with just the right combination. Batteries Plus ham. Batteries Plus wigs? No. Then we realized, what better combination than Batteries Plus light bulbs? Batteries for your car, laptop, cell phone, plus light bulbs for appliances, track lighting, and a whole lot more. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman for a wide selection of batteries and light bulbs. Batteries Plus. Any battery, any bulb, for anything.
Weekdays, the Dr. Oz Show is bigger than ever. More life-changing information.
We're issuing a critical alert.
Revolutionary anti-aging secrets.
I had no idea.
New weight loss breakthroughs.
You're going to hear this.
And it's all for you.
Nothing is off limits.
Be there for the show everyone's talking about. Weekdays on The Dr. Oz Show. Your life, your doctor.
Dr. Oz, weekdays at 4 on KAGS HD.
Living in the heart of the Brazos Valley, the weather can play tricks on us. But you don't have to worry. I'm KAG's Chief Meteorologist, Jared Plushnick, and we know you're busy. Kids, job, the house. I'm here to help you get the kids and you out the door ready for whatever the weather brings. Plus, Matthew and Emily bring you the stories that really matter to you. From right here in the Brazos Valley.
Local newscast. Local people living here, working here. KAG's HD News, weeknights at 6 and 10 p.m.
Tony Roma's is offering up plates full of deliciousness that you can't afford to miss. Tony Roma's is tired of Monday getting a bad rap, so we introduced Endless Rib Mondays. So grab some guys and get some ribs. Endless Rib Mondays, only at Tony Roma's. Tony Roma's, just off the bypass in Bryan in front of Premier Cinema. Visit freelunchfridays.com for a chance to win free lunch at Tony Roma's. Or text LUNCH to 89031. There's two ways to win free lunch from Tony Roma's. Text LUNCH to 89031 or visit freelunchfridays.com.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
WTAW News Time, 7:05, 51 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high of about 60. What a difference a day makes. We're looking at almost a 30-degree drop in a high temperature from yesterday to today. We'll tell you more about that after this news update brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The mail processing facility at the Bryan Post Office is closing. U.S. Postal Service announced the move Thursday, capping a five-month study of numerous processing facilities around the country. The Bryan office is one of more than 260 around the nation that were studied for possible consolidation. The Postal Service says 223 will be consolidated, 35 will remain open, and 6 are on hold for further study. Mail normally processed in Bryan will now be sent to Austin, meaning local delivery will likely be delayed for at least a day. The move to consolidation is an effort by the Postal Service to cut $20 billion in expenses by 2015 and get out of the red. The Postal Service had previously announced in December the Bryan facility would close, but backed off on the move a few days later after pressure from federal lawmakers. A family that's been involved in College Station real estate development longer than the city has been in existence has announced its largest project ever. Jack and Mary Culpepper have announced the University Square Shopping Center at South College and University Drive will now become Legacy Point, a combination living and retail center.
I feel very blessed that we have this opportunity to continue on with what Culpepper Properties started as. You know, they were started in housing, and so this kind of is a combination with the first generation who focused on, you know, residential housing and development in College Station and Bryan, but specific to this project in College Station, and then coupled by the next generation, which focused on commercial real estate. So in the third generation of Culpepper Properties, it brings together both residential and commercial property.
Plans have been submitted to the city for the first phase. The long-closed Albertson store will be demolished. On that land will be built The Stack, a five-story student housing complex with a two-floor underground parking garage. Construction is scheduled to start this summer with completion set for next year. It's been well reported the price for natural gas has been dropping, but residential customers of Atmos Energy in 440 cities, including Bryan and College Station, are facing small increases. The College Station City Council on Thursday unanimously voted to hold the current rates for 90 days to negotiate a better deal. Atmos's Ken Fogle told council the costs to keep up the distribution system are more than the savings from lower natural gas prices.
Last year there was an incident in California that had got a lot of regulators looking at the safety aspects of natural gas and wanting to make sure that gas companies are being motivated to go out there and get ahead of this and make sure that our lines are, you know, safe and there's a high integrity to those. So a lot of the actual increase deals more with the capital cost and making sure that our system is safe and invest in the funds it needs to do that.
Fogle says the proposal calls for an increase of $2.70 a month for the average residential customer. Bryan City Council will take up the rate change on Tuesday. College Station Council spent most of its time Thursday revisiting one issue that was recently approved. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
City Manager David Neely's intent was only to provide an update on contract negotiations with a possible author to write about the city's upcoming 75th anniversary. While the council recently approved spending $10,000, Julie Schultz asked why no other options were explored.
Did we look for the best possible price? Did we ask other authors to see how much they would, do we put out an RFP for them? Do you do such a thing in this situation? I don't know.
And Jess Fields continued his opposition to paying for something that's not a core service that is not in demand.
If somebody wants a service out of the city, what do? They come and demand it. They ask us. They bring a horde of people in here, hundreds of people perhaps, or they petition us and they say, we really want this.
The city manager had the last word, telling the council contract negotiations were continuing with their first choice to author the book. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Burleson County authorities continue to investigate last October's armed robbery of the Citizens State Bank in Snook. Christine Labertu with the Sheriff's Office says they haven't had any new leads in a couple of months, but they do have persons of interest.
We'd like the public to know that one of our suspects was carrying a black drawstring backpack-type bag, and also we are interested in anyone that might have information regarding a light gray or silver car that had a black male driver that was seen in the immediate area of the Citizens State Bank in Snook around the time of the robbery.
Bluebonnet Crime Stoppers is still offering a $5,000 reward. Their contact information is available on our website with this story at WTAW.com. And the Jefferson Award is described as a Nobel Prize for public service. Mandy Riske at KBTX Media coordinates the program for the Brazos Valley.
The recipients are actually nominated either by friends or by family members or people who work with them in the organizations that they volunteer with. The person didn't know they were being nominated. None of our four recipients realized that they were being nominated for this award. And so they were all very gracious when they realized that they received it, because they just knew that somebody out there cared about them and appreciated what they do for this community. And of course, all four winners are some of the most humble people in this community. And so it was very nice getting to announce to them that they were the winners.
This year's winners are the founder of the Calvert Senior Center, B. Cephas, Brazos County NAACP President Ann Boney, College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, and our own Bryan Broadcasting General Manager Ben Downs. One of the four local winners will be selected to be considered for the national award. WTAW News Time is 7:11, 51 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Zordeman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zornman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zornman Flooring today.
Are you a cancer survivor who is interested in not just surviving but thriving? Have you completed treatment? Have you found some things in life more difficult after treatment? If so, we would like to invite you to be part of a groundbreaking workshop sponsored by the Brazos Valley Area Agency on Aging. For more information, please call 979-458-2237, 979-458-2237.
Who doesn't like a good crawfish boil? People seek out crawfish boils, and the Tap makes it easy for you to enjoy. It's their 22nd season of Friday crawfish boils. This and every Friday, make plans to be at the Tap around 5:30 p.m. till they last, to be a part of the tradition. Enjoy crawfish, corn and potatoes, and tons of other menu items if you're a mudbug hater. Enjoy $3 import bottles, dollar off all craft beers, $2.75 domestic pints, and $2 margarita on the rocks during the boil. The Tap wants you to party safe. Designate a driver.
Homestead Senior Care is proud to celebrate our 10th year of service to seniors here in the Brazos Valley. I'm David Guest, and I want to thank you for trusting us to help your loved ones remain in their homes as they age. Our ongoing commitment to high-quality support now features a new Alzheimer's care training program. It's designed to help our caregivers and client families cope with the changes brought on by this disease. As we begin our next decade of service, I invite you to call 268-6880 and learn why at Homestead, to us, it's personal.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 7:13, brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital For the Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center, if you have chest pain, know where to go. Visit csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Cooler temperatures push in across the region today and tomorrow, and then it looks like we'll start to see an improvement as we head into the second half of the weekend. For today, we're going to be dealing with lots of cloudiness. I think we're probably going to be about 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy for tonight. Lows will drop down to 40. Clouds for tomorrow, highs 59 to 64. Partial clearing tomorrow night, a low of 40. Sun and clouds and 65 to 70 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
NBA All-Star Weekend, it's going to happen on Sunday. This Sunday.
So. Are we at your house again this year, Scott?
All right. The All-Star Game. Yeah, there you go. We'll talk about Aggie basketball, too, and Aggie baseball. We got that coming up in high school hoops and more coming up in sports.
All right, wait up.
Holy
I'll check on the windshield. Now listen, here we're down to 41.
Okay, good.
Oh, it just went to 40.
Now, so it's where's the All-Star game even this weekend? You know, got any idea? I know that was a really
I said it yesterday.
What a horrible question to ask you.
I said it yesterday.
All right, it's if you know where the All-Star game is, and you're right, I got a prize for you. 695-1620.
We
got
to find the right answer. 695-1620.
Well, yeah.
That's easy enough.
You probably ought to do that.
Yeah.
If you know where the NBA, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you care where the NBA game, All-Star game is. Let's see.
Oh, I know now.
You do? Okay.
See, now look how long that took.
Yeah.
I mean, in the time you could have been actually dialing and had somebody else in your house looking for it.
That smacks of effort.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
And you said NBA, and they all went back to sleep.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
So what?
Notice how the phones ring.
What's the answer?
It's in Orlando.
He is correct. Is it? Really? Wow. Are you a big NBA fan?
Yes, I am.
Really?
Really.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just wondering. Do you watch a lot of it live, or do you watch it streaming, or do you watch the highlights on SportsCenter? How do you consume your NBA?
I usually just watch the highlights on SportsCenter.
Yeah, I could understand, because that way you get to see all the slam dunks.
What's your favorite team?
I'd have to say...
That tough, is it? Okay, so
the Mavericks are the reigning champions.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so since you're an NBA fan, so what's your name?
Andrew Hansen.
Andrew, since you're an NBA fan, I've got tickets for Texas.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. It's Harris Hansen.
Wait.
I'm spelling fraud.
Excuse me.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah, you need to know your name.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
One of the little prerequisites that we have here.
I was gonna give him tickets to A&M baseball since he's an NBA fan, but
we don't
know who he is. But that's fine. We got the answer. So thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Now,
you want a bonus?
Okay.
Not necessarily for competition. I just think it's funny. The naming rights for the gym in Orlando where they play.
Gym.
I noticed I called it a gym. Yeah.
Gym.
The arena where they're playing this. It's the Amway Arena.
Oh really?
Great.
God, they got stuff stacked up in the.
Do you think they have that detergent soaps down there in the basement?
Yeah. They got soap stacked up in the end zones.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Do you know your name?
If I know my name, can I have baseball tickets?
No, you can't have baseball tickets, but thanks anyway. But here's the deal, is you can't do anything to reward Jeremy Lin. Which, I mean, are they going to have him there? Do they just have a Jeremy Lin booth or something so people can meet him or see him? Because this guy has done more for the NBA in the last 2 weeks than any of those mozons are going to be playing, right? I mean, so shouldn't you pay some sort of homage to him? What do you think, guys?
Oh, sure, why not?
Sure.
Oh, what do I care?
Sure.
I
mean, he's a passing fad, you know.
Now, but it's very interesting because Fins, which is a division of the Wall Street Journal, has written an article that is called The Career Lessons of Jeremy Lin, and that we can all learn something from what has happened to this guy. Because here was somebody cut by two teams, including the Houston Rockets, and now is, of course, again, part of it is because he's in New York, but he's pretty much just gone viral. Reading yesterday, he has 1,000 endorsement deals that he could be looking at.
Yeah, if he was playing for Sacramento, this would not be the case.
Right. So New York is certainly part of it, but That's what they say. This is one of the things, and that is find the culture that fits you. And that's something that everybody can do is you're looking for a job. Find the culture that fits you, the company that you feel good about, the company that you can work for a while. Many people now build their resume working at places 2 years and moving on and 2 years and moving on and a year and a half and moving on. Instead, find some place where you can be happy and become part of that. Also, stay persistent. He had failed to impress talent scouts. Again, the Golden State Warriors and the Rockets cut him. The New York Knicks went ahead and offered him a one-year contract. He signs, and look where he is now. Find a new way to add value. He became a huge success story because of his ability to shoot and pass with such dexterity in addition to his determination and effort. Stay persistent. And be clear about your goals. The first step to career success is having an end in mind, and he is an example of that. So the real life lessons, those are just four of the eight that are out there, but lessons that we can all learn from this little guy, Jeremy Lin. Oh, of course, going to Harvard and graduating probably doesn't hurt, but nonetheless.
That speaks to persistence right there.
Yeah, that just means that he'll have a life after basketball. And he won't be Allen Iverson. Did you hear about this guy?
Mm.
Okay, Allen Iverson, of course, we all remember him.
Is he wrestling polar bears yet?
And once again, not a Boy Scout. And of course, there are a lot of people in the NBA who aren't Boy Scouts, that's for sure. But this guy's broke.
Really?
Allen Iverson is broke. One of the things that he would spend money on is he hated to carry luggage. So every stop while on the road, he would buy clothes to wear. And then when they left the city, he just left the clothes there or gave them away.
Wow.
I mean, really? So that's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons why Allen Iverson is out of money. Hello?
I turned on.
What are you doing awake at this time?
To mindless chatter, and I hear the NBA.
Doesn't that qualify?
Yeah.
Oh, it's beyond that.
Oh.
But Jeremy Lin has been added to the Future Stars competition at the All-Star Game. They quickly had to find some place for him last week, and the commissioner, being who he is, stepped in and put him on the Future Stars team.
Now, this tells me, I guess they get like special uniforms or something, and they probably had a limited number of those. Who got bumped off the Future Stars team so that Jeremy Lin suddenly could play?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I think John Brown.
Yeah, exactly. Right, I knew the guy.
Brown, actually.
Yes, good. Thank you. All right. Okay, so he's in the Future Stars list, huh?
Yeah.
That'll be great. He's only 6'3", right? I mean, and again, in my world, that's pretty tall, but in the NBA world, I mean, that's itty-bitty. And he's out there running around with those guys. Yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll see what happens. Oh, so College Station wants to do a book about their history, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're coming up on 75 years.
Right.
There seems to be some discussion as to, you know, the book itself.
Which is pretty much water under the bridge.
It is.
They just went back and were talking about it.
Now, the thing is, strangely enough, I have a couple of ideas. I mean,
Do you?
I'm just thinking a way to help the city of College Station, as they approach 75 years, because, you know, some of us will be dead by the time we get to 100, so why not go for 75?
You don't know that.
Some of us will be dead. Not all of us, but some of us will. So seizing this opportunity, the city of College Station, I think, needs to do everything they can to make this a marketable book.
Okay.
And make it memorable. And you know, we've all seen books. You know, like what is the cover of the book going to look like? We don't have any idea. What is the format of the book going to be on the inside?
Pop-up.
Well, that's my first thought. How about a pop-up book?
Really? Oh, okay.
Sure. I mean, you turn to the middle and boop, there's the plaza right there.
Mm-hmm.
At least for now.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, later on it might collapse, but nonetheless,
you could turn. you could pull a little lever and then it would collapse.
Could do that.
Yeah.
You know,
that'd
could have.
Awesome.
Remember when we had the smokestack? The big smokestack that said Texas A&M on it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Could have that in there. We didn't have that many water towers, but, I mean, we could still have the All-Britain Tower right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kyle Field, at least as it stands now, you know, that could pop up. have the Oceanography and Meteorology Building. I mean, so we have
you're picking up way too many landmarks that are on the Texas A&M campus.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So I guess the Collapsible Plaza would be good.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll call that the Collapsible Plaza Building because, again, it may collapse before it's over. And then let's see. And then I guess we have a couple of water towers in College Station that we could put in the pop-up. But my other thought is that you could also do like a Pat the Bunny book.
A Pat the Bunny book?
Yeah, you know Pat the Bunny, the book that...
You mean like that has real bunny fur?
Well, yeah, it has little touchy-feely things in there. You open it up, see?
Yeah.
You remember that. Yeah, I don't know if you bought that for your kids or not, but
have you been taking inventory at the store this week?
Well, no.
Apparently so. Having solved all the other problems.
Yeah. So, I mean, couldn't we do that? I mean, we could have a little pothole in there someplace or something, you know, just something, a lot of grass. And
silt?
Yeah. Silt we could do. Oh, wonderful. We could do a little bag of artificial silt or something that you could open up.
A page and like a little egret could pop up.
Could do that.
That would have been Brian.
Well, it could fly from Brian to the Speedway.
This would be Grackles if you were anything.
Yeah, that's true.
And you could push it. It could be one of those kids, you know, because what's popular now with kids' books is you have the panel of buttons over on the side that coordinate with sound effects. You could do the loud percussive sound effects like you have to run the bird off.
That's true. The explosion. The electronic explosions or whatever to do that. So, I mean, I think between the pop-up book and the Pat the Bunny thing, that we may have some opportunities for the city to at least come up with a memorable format that they might want to use. Because, again, as you say, they've obviously decided they're going to do it. But, you know, if you're going to spend $10,000 and you got an author.
Well, you could do a coloring book with limited amounts of colors available.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
I'm Craig Newman with Above and Beyond Lawn Care, and I've been doing business with Mike Vivaldi for 9 years now because he treats us right every time and gives us a great deal.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Kind of breezy out there this morning. It's going to be today. Now, the high temperature, nothing like we've had the last couple of days. It's going to be all right in that it'll be about 60 degrees, but with the winds gusting up to 25 miles an hour, it's going to feel a little cooler than that. 40 for a low temperature tonight, about 60 for Saturday and Sunday. Then we're back up to near 70 and on Monday and Tuesday of next week. Right now, the humidity is 43%. It's winds from the north at 22, gusting up to 28. Fair and breezy out there, and it's 53.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, all these years talking about half-price books, my love of books can't come as a big surprise. And these days, there are lots of techno choices for reading. It's a good thing. The more reading, the better. But Jenny and I still have to make our visits to half-price books. The feel and smell of real books, the fun of getting out, hunting through new arrivals, and the most amazing used books, plus all the music, movies, and collectibles. And hey, with almost everything half-price or less, and we always sell back what we've already enjoyed for cash. Bottom line, Half Price Books is the one place where cool things find us. And the helpful folks there, we call them bibliomaniacs, make it easy. They can even check for books at their stores nationwide. So stop at your local Half Price Books and help them celebrate their 40th anniversary. Half Price Books, real books, real treasures, real cheap. In their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpb.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
According to Congressman Gerald Connolly, Democrat Virginia, we are witnessing an unprecedented assault on public employees, federal employees in particular. Representative Connolly claims that he's mortally offended that these employees continue to be singled out for every sacrifice. Connolly's Virginia district, by the way, has one of the largest concentrations of government workers in the country. Another 300,000 government employees live in nearby Maryland, and Democrat representatives from that state are also mad. Now, let me give you an idea of what's causing the anger. The legislation Obama demanded for a payroll tax cut, which, by the way, defunds Social Security, also included a provision that applied to government workers, newly hired workers, will have to pay into their pensions 2.3% of their salaries. And the reason it only applies to new hires is that Democrats and government unions raised a huge ruckus when Republicans suggested it should apply to all government workers. Right now, the average government worker contributes, get this, 0.8% toward their own very generous pension program. So here's why government unions and their Democrat sponsors in Congress are livid. They score larger salaries than the average taxpayers who pay for them. They have better pension plans, which are with benefit packages to die for, and they have to pay next to nothing. Now, how dare anybody demand more sacrifices from our beloved government workers?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You went to bed with your life savings in the bank. You woke up broke. An ID thief stole your identity, took over your bank account, stole everything, even your retirement, and then it hits you. Why didn't your identity theft protection help stop this? Well, it's because you didn't have the most comprehensive ID theft protection service available, LifeLock Ultimate. They brought it to my listeners first. I got it. You need it. LifeLock goes way beyond guarding your identity and your good name and your credit. Those are essential. But now LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. LifeLock cannot protect you or your bank accounts, though, if you are not a member. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and my special 10% discount. Or call them. Use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% off. 1-800-444-2810. That's 800-444-2810. One more time. 1-800-444-2810.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30, 52 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high of about 60. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. While the College Station City Council finished Thursday evening's meeting in less than 40 minutes, they took up an hour during the afternoon workshop session on one item. WTAW's Bill Oliver has more.
The council recently approved spending $10,000 to have someone write a book on the first 75 years of the city. While contract negotiations continue with a potential author, Councilman Jess Fields repeated his call to save the money and recruit volunteers to write the book.
Until I see, and I think I would hope that until this council sees a large swell of interest from, you know, it doesn't even have to be the whole community, but for goodness sakes, at least the history committee should just come together and say, geez, we all want this to happen.
The response to Fields' idea from Blanche Brick.
We decide to have ditches everywhere, and we don't ask them to volunteer then and go out and dig the ditch. We expect to provide some services and to pay for it. And I believe this is something that we need to provide, not just for us, not just for the 75th, but for the future.
In the end, City Manager David Neely told the council negotiations are continuing with the prospective author. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The natural gas bill for your home could go up. Atmos Energy has a proposal affecting 440 Texas cities, including Bryan and College Station, that would increase the average residential bill by $2.70 a month. Atmos's Ken Fogel answered questions at last night's College Station Council meeting.
Basically, everybody that Atmos Energy serves in the Mid-Tex division in Texas, which is the majority of our customers, all of them will be getting the same rate. And just to make sure you understand this, what you're looking at tonight is not approving a new rate. It's simply to suspend the rate case, which just basically tables it for 90 days and allows us more time to negotiate with the coalition of cities that College Station is a part of. So there's not actually any rate increase going through tonight.
The council unanimously voted to suspend the increase for 90 days. Fogel says it will be considered by Bryan Council next Tuesday. It would be the first rate increase for Atmos since 2000. 2007. Get ready for outgoing mail to take longer for delivery. The U.S. Postal Service announced Thursday it's closing the Bryan Processing Facility, a move originally announced in November. The Postal Service backed off the announcement a few days later following pressure from federal lawmakers, but this time the announcement appears official. The Bryan facility is one of more than 260 around the country studied for possible consolidation. Of those, 223 will be consolidated, 35 will remain open, and 6 are on hold for more studies. Outgoing mail normally processed in Bryan will now go to Austin. The consolidation means the loss of local jobs for the Bryan employees, although the Postal Service says many will be offered reassignments. The cuts are part of an effort to cut $20 billion in expenses by 2015 and get the Postal Service out of the red. It's been a couple of months since authorities received fresh leads in the armed robbery of the Citizens State Bank of Snook. Christine Labertue with the Burleson County Sheriff's Office says a $5,000 reward is still being offered.
If you have any information, even if you're not sure if it's anything that would be useful to us, please contact either Bluebonnet Crime Stoppers at 866-930-8477 or the Burleson County Sheriff's Office at 979-567-4343.
You can get the suspect's descriptions and other information online on our website, WTAW.com. A College Station family has owned a piece of commercial real estate long enough to produce a second development. 40 years ago, John Culpepper Sr. and Jr. bought the land at South College and University that became the University Square Shopping Center. And now Jack and Mary Culpepper have announced a combination living and retail center.
It's named Legacy Point primarily for the reason that we do want it to be something that our family can, you know, be very proud of, that we've contributed to this community, and that it, like the property, has been in our family for 40 years. We hope years to come this will continue contributing in an aesthetic way to that area of College Station, plus service the community with the needs that it has. So we too are excited.
The former Albertson store will be demolished, and construction is scheduled to start this summer on a 5-story student housing complex. Completion of what's being called the Stack, which also features underground parking, is slated for next year. And four Brazos Valley residents have been recognized for their community service, winning this year's local Jefferson Award are Brazos County NAACP President Ann Boney, Calvert Senior Center founder B. Cephas, College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, and our own Bryan Broadcasting General Manager Ben Downs. Mandy Risky at KBTX Media, who coordinates the program, says a ceremony to honor the winners is scheduled for April 10th.
One of the four winners will be announced to represent the Brazos Valley in Washington, D.C. at the national ceremony. So it doesn't make them even more of a winner. What it is the Board of Selectors picked somebody that they felt would be the best representative based on what they do, what they're involved in, and different criteria, and they pick the one that they think would be the best representative of the Brazos Valley, and they send them to Washington, D.C. So all of them are winners equally, and we're proud of all of them.
Nominations were reviewed by a 7-member board of selectors. WTAW News Time, 735, 52 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
In today's real estate market, there's no substitute for experience, and the Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living Real Estate Professionals provide that and more. Every realtor at Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living is a top-selling agent with many years of local market experience. You'll recognize the names Margie Stabora, Connie Hearn, Judy Sweat and Kathy Mayfield, and Lori Brown. Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living is located in the Big White House on Barron Road. Stop by or click bhgpreferredliving.com. Tony Roma's is offering up plates full of deliciousness that you can't afford to miss. Tony Roma's is tired of Monday getting a bad rap, so we introduced Endless Rib Mondays. So grab some guys and get some ribs. Endless Rib Mondays, only at Tony Roma's. Tony Roma's, just off the bypass in Bryan in front of Premier Cinema. Visit freelunchfridays.com for a chance to win free lunch at Tony Roma's, or text LUNCH to 89031. There's two ways to win free lunch from Tony Roma's. Text LUNCH to 89031 or visit freelunchfridays.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW at 737. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Cooler temperatures push in across the region today and tomorrow, and then it looks like we'll start to see an improvement as we head into the second half of the weekend. For today, we're going to be dealing with lots of cloudiness. I think we're probably going to be about 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy for tonight. Lows will drop down to 40. Clouds for tomorrow, highs 59 to 64. Partial clearing tomorrow night, a low of 40. Sun and clouds and 65 to 70 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Texas Tech women's basketball team is 5-10 in the Big 12. That's not very good, but they're the only team in the Big 12 that stayed within 10 of Baylor not once but twice, so they can turn it on. We'll hear Gary Blair talk about them. They play at Reed Arena tomorrow night. We'll talk about that. Aggie baseball with Holy Cross this weekend. Aggie men are at Oklahoma State, and indoor track and field, the Big 12 championship starts today. That and a whole lot more coming up in sports.
So just looking up Holy Cross baseball because, you know, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I had already looked them up.
Oh,
today,
had you?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what are they called? The Crusaders.
Crusaders. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
the purple and white.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's it. So have we looked at? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They got any Texas guys on there?
Yeah,
they do.
I haven't looked that closely.
There's a guy from Flower Mound, Texas, on there.
Dallas. Yeah. When they recruited him, they probably said, "Hey, we'll take a trip down back home."
So get you
the family can see you play. Yeah.
Actually, they're opening the season.
Yeah. I had that.
Yeah, no, that's,
I'm guessing it's probably a little chilly where they
are
home.
As a matter of fact, I guess they probably play their first few games on the road.
Yeah,
they're not in Baston. Where are they exactly? Man?
They
Worcester.
Yeah,
Worcester.
No,
Worcester.
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 Worcester. I know it's spelled like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Worcester.
Okay. It's spelled like a three syllable word, but it's Worcester.
Worcester. Yeah.
Worcester.
It's really Worcester.
Okay.
They play Columbia. They play Columbia.
Golly.
And they play
there's an aggregate IQ between those, you know, two teams.
They play Harvard and Dartmouth too.
Oh.
And I think Army is in
I'm surprised Dartmouth has a baseball team.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that story?
Yeah, you told me about going to a baseball game at Dartmouth.
Yeah, baseball at Dartmouth. Dartmouth and Harvard. Saw them one day is like on a Friday at Dartmouth and on Sunday at Harvard. Yeah, that's kind of, it's a little different. They play a slower brand of ball up there. Plus, I think on that Friday it was sleeting.
Boy, Johnny's blazing it in
Harvard.
There at 79. Yeah, well, look at that. Yeah, he's a
right.
Boy.
All right. Harvard won 4.3 to pi.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, look, when they stand out of the batter's box and they're looking around the field trying to figure the angles, I mean, they are looking around the field trying to figure the angles, okay? They've got that. But anyway, I want to go back to this College Station book for just a minute.
Okay.
I mean, we had a little fun with it this morning, but I seriously don't quite understand why the city is spending $10,000 on this. First, if you want kind of like a history and a picture book, there's this Arcadia Press that has done books all over, certainly the state of Texas and maybe other states too, and you can see them. They have one for Bryan. They have one for College Station that you can buy. You can see them at drug stores. There's a local toy store that sells them, in fact. But, I mean, that's not why I'm talking about this. But, I mean, you can find them for Houston. You can find them for Dallas, Fort Worth. So if you want, like, picture books with some history, that's there. If you don't, if you really want to take a serious effort and do a book about the 75 years of College Station, then why did you cut back the department that was doing that in the city in the first place? Why did you decide that you wanted to cut that budget and that was money that you could spend someplace else? And then you're going to have an author and you're going to spend $10,000 for this author to write a book about the history of College Station? And again, I think, at least based on the comments I've heard, I got to agree with Jess Fields. Has there been a giant outcry? Has there been an outpouring of desire for a book about 75 years of College Station? And I say all that to say, and I have personally and through my company supported the history of College Station. I personally and through my company have done that because I believe in it. I think it's important that you do maintain your history. And as long as you have people who are still alive, who are older than this city, it is important to capture that history. But I think you do it orally. I think you do it visually. Putting a book together, let some other enterprise do this. This is not a city's job. This is not what you should do as a city. Capture the history. Again, I believe in it personally. But don't put city dollars toward that effort. Not in that particular way.
You're such a killjoy.
I am. Hello?
Hey, Scott. I know you guys have really supported the history of this city and supported preserving it. I think that the reason there hasn't been a public outcry for this book is because the city has not allowed the Historic Preservation Committee to come before the council and do their reports and updates on what they have accomplished and what they need to accomplish.
Well, they may not. I don't know. But again, Brian, take note. Brian is an older city. I mean, I don't know. I'm a geek for it. I will certainly admit I'm a geek for it. I love looking at old pictures. I just think it's the coolest thing in the world. And again, if you have people who are alive that are older than the city, capture the history with them. Let them tell the stories of College Station. Let the people in Bryan tell the stories of Bryan. Let the people tell the story. Hey, I just saw, okay, I'm switching gears.
Okay.
Story, one more story on Jeremy Lin, okay?
Oh, we're going back to the NBA.
We are.
Yeah.
Okay, now, a Jeremy Lin card was bought last week. It's one of these Panini cards. Is that what they're called? Packaged in its original packaging. Uh-huh. A guy bought it for
I love paninis.
Yeah.
It sounds good for lunch.
He bought it for $1,000 and sold it last week for $21,000.
Hey, that's a good investment.
That's your ROI right there. That's not bad. That's not bad. $21,000. And again, he'll be part of the big NBA weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because
he's a
future star of the NBA. Okay, you boys ever had one of those five-hour energy drinks? Five-hour
mm-hmm.
energy?
I never imbibed.
But you've seen them.
Oh, yeah, sure. You can't miss the commercials.
Yeah, exactly. The
right.
Commercials are everywhere.
Uh-huh.
They're probably on by the checkout stand of every liquor store in America. Certainly a lot of convenience stores, and it's a little, 2-ounce thing?
Yeah,
and
1 ounce. Really.
Is it okay? Yeah. What did you give for it? Do you remember?
It's like
$3?
$3, $4, $5.
Yeah, something. It's not cheap. What if I told you that the person behind 5-Hour Energy is a former Buddhist monk? Forbes magazine has done a story on this guy, and he's really kind of been below the radar. He's 58 years old, lives in suburban Detroit. His name is Manoj Bhargava. Manoj Bhargava, that is his name, really. I'm not making that one up. Basically, he was born in India, but his parents moved to the United States when he was a child so his father could pursue a career in the plastics industry.
Plastics, Ben.
Yeah. The dream.
Exactly.
Dream.
That's it. After dropping out, Dustin
Keep
Hoffman
hope alive.
About that, yeah. After dropping out of college after 1 year, worked hard to get into, I believe it was MIT, and he said, I don't do this.
And I'm sure Dad was proud.
You bet. Sure. He returned to India, where he became a member of the Hanslok Ashram Order, and lived the lifestyle of a Buddhist monk for 12 years.
Hmm.
Even though he eventually returned to the U.S. to pursue his own career, he spends an hour a day in a basement practicing silent meditation. This drink has a 90% share of the energy market, energy shot market. 90% share. Sales of between $1 and $2 billion last year.
Goodness.
I mean, and again, I was telling the guys off the air because I'd heard a story about it. Discovered 8 years ago in San Diego, the guy went by some booth where they were using this 5-hour energy recipe. It was in a larger quantity. He said he took a slug of it. About 30 minutes later, he said, hey, this stuff really works. And what it is like massive, massive amounts of more than your recommended daily allowance of vitamin B6 that jazzes you up. Doesn't really have a lot of caffeine. Doesn't really have a lot of sugar in it. But, again, at $3 a pop or more, and just sitting right there. And again, I've never had one, but apparently they can become reliant on them. How's that? How
well,
would that be a good way to say it?
It's psychological, just like anything else. You know, if you think you need one, well, I've got to have one. So
yeah, knock that thing back, and you're feeling.
Wash
feeling
it down with good. A pot of coffee and a Red Bull.
Yeah,
you're
good. Hello.
Hey, I want to say really quick that these 5-hour energies I read in the book, they actually have more caffeine than a Red Bull in them.
Well, and more than Red Bull, but they don't have more than a for instance, a regular Starbucks coffee. And again, Red Bull went after them and could not steal their market share. I mean, and that's Pepsi, is that right? I don't know who owns Red Bull. Maybe it's somebody else. But again, a big company, and he was able to stave them off. So I mean, again. What was I doing 8 years ago? Well, I was doing a radio show. Right?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I mean, wow. Just really amazing. And again, between $1 and $2 billion. And it's basically a privately owned company. He owns basically all of it. And so He's worth all right.
He's doing okay.
But again, it's America, right? It's America. Yeah. You can do that.
But does he feel sufficiently bad for his neighbor who may be downtrodden?
Well, if he heard Mrs. Obama yesterday, I don't think there's any doubt today he is feeling badly.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
Sometimes successful parenting is all in how you perceive a situation. For example, do you view your kids' mistakes as hassles that interrupt your day? Or are they, as James Joyce called them, a portal to discovery? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. A colleague told me the story of a mother who set the course for her son's life simply in the way she reacted to his mistakes. One day as a little boy, he dropped a jug of milk in the kitchen. And seeing her son standing in a large puddle of milk, the mother could have yelled, lectured him, or pointed a stern finger in his face. Instead, she smiled and reassured him that mistakes were a part of life. After helping him clean up the mess, she suggested they fill the jug with water so he could practice carrying it. Years later, that little boy became a scientist, and he attributed much of his success to his mother's attitude. He learned from her that mistakes were nothing to be feared because they were opportunities for learning something new. It's in the growing up years that kids learn mostly through experience, and that is through mistakes. That's why it's important for parents to create a healthy environment where kids feel safe, even in failure. It's all a matter of perspective. Are your children's mistakes a doorway to your anger, or are they an opportunity for your child to grow and learn something new? To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. With a growing selection of over 350,000 parts, we have the part you need or we'll get it. Fast. Yeah. Advance is your one stop. Don't run all over town because they'll have the part I need. Automotive Shangri-La. Right now, save up to $20 on Wagner ThermoQuiet brake pads after mail-in rebate. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press... Other options, is that correct? Press 3. To go back... For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud...
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
One more time. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at sports, and it's brought to you by Awards and More. That's it. They're providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. Well, the fourth-ranked and the undefeated 4-0 Aggie baseball team will play its second weekend at the new-look Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. They're going to start a three-game series with Holy Cross today. Coming from Worcester, Massachusetts. This will be their season opening game. They were 24-23-1 last season, and they're picked to finish fourth in the Patriot League. Now, the game times are at 6:35 tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow, and at noon on Sunday. The Aggies are expected to go with the same pitching rotation. Michael Walker, Ross Stripling, and Rafael Pineda. Friday and Sunday's game will be broadcast right here on 1620 WTAW. Saturday's game will be over on 1150 AM The Zone because of basketball. Now let's talk some basketball. Aggie basketball teams both wanting to bounce back from midweek losses. The regular season is winding down, you know. Aggie women's team is ranked 14th in the country, and they're hosting Texas Tech for a final time tomorrow night as the Aggies are keeping their eye on second place and the second seed in the Big 12 tournament. Tech comes in at 5-10 in the Big 12, but they've been the only Big 12 team to play number one undefeated Baylor within 10 points, not just once, but twice. Just last week, they lost to the Bears by only 5 in Waco. The game tips at 7 o'clock tomorrow, and you can hear it over on 1150 AM The Zone. Coach Gary Blair says Tech has a lot to play for.
Tech is 5-10. They're the best 5-10 conference team in the world. And all of a sudden, they have got to win their last three. They've got no choice to make the NCAA tournament unless they win the Big 12 tournament, which I find that hard to believe. I think they have a better chance of winning their last three games and getting in as an at-large at 8-10.
Now, the Aggie men are striving to get back to or above 500 after they slipped below that season mark for the first time this year with those back-to-back losses to Missouri and Kansas. The Aggies are 13-14. It takes at least a 500 record to make the NIT postseason, and A&M still, after the game tomorrow night with Oklahoma State, has Kansas State at home and then Oklahoma on the road. Now, tomorrow at 1, the Aggies will be in Stillwater to take on the Cowboys. You can hear the game here on 1620. Tomorrow in the Big 12, you got Iowa State at Kansas State, Oklahoma at Baylor, Texas at Texas Tech, but the nation's spotlight game by far, Missouri at Kansas. Kansas wins, they win an eighth straight Big 12 title. Well, high school basketball playoffs, and there's a lot of teams that are still alive in the playoffs, including the Rutter girls and the Consolidated boys. The Lady Rangers are two wins away from the state 4A Final Four when they meet 31-7 Rockwall tonight at 6 at the Garland Special Events Center. Rutter is 34-5 going into the regional semifinal. The winner will meet either Highland Park or West Mesquite in the regional championship. Consol boys will meet Dallas Jesuit in the 5A Region 2 area round. Jesuit is 26-6. Consol is 30-4. They'll play tonight at 7 at the Waco Midway Gym. The winner meets either Naaman Forrest or Consol's district mate Colleen Shoemaker in the regional quarterfinals. Alex Caruso leads the Tigers in scoring, 15.5 points a game, rebounds 8.5 a game, assists 6.3, and 5.5 steals per game. Also in the Brazos Valley, 3A Girls Regional, Madisonville meets Sealy at 6:15 at Sam Houston State. 2A Girls, Centerville meets Edgewood in Nacogdoches. In 1A Girls play, Snook meets Medina at noon today in New Braunfels. In the TCAL State Tournament, Allen Academy girls will meet San Antonio River City at 10 this morning in San Antonio. For the boys' area games in the Valley, 4A Brenham will meet Beaumont Central at 7:30 in Humble. In 3A, Navasota at 20-10 will meet Hampshire Finette at 7 o'clock at Humble. In 2A, Hearn Eagles will meet Red Oak Life School at 6 o'clock in Fairfield. Franklin Lions meet Teague at 8 in Buffalo. Lexington meets Hitchcock at 7:30 in Hempstead. And in 1A, Calvert meets Utopia at 7 at Marble Falls. And in the TCAL State Tournament, Allen Academy boys will meet Nacogdoches Home School at noon. That'll be in San Antonio. Good luck to all the Brazos Valley schools. It was a tough opening day for the Aggie softball team at the Cathedral City Classic in California yesterday. They lost 6-4 to number one ranked Florida early, and then late they were run ruled by the Lobos of New Mexico 15-3. The Aggies record drops to 6-5. Today they'll play Washington and BYU, finish up tomorrow against Pacific. After the second day of the Big 12 Swimming and Diving Championships in Columbia, Texas leads the pack with a 104-point lead on A&M. The Aggie men had no wins yesterday, but got a second-place finish from John Dalton in the 50 free. On the women's side, the Aggies still lead the team competition by 46 points over Texas. Maureen McLean won the 500 free, and Janie Putvin won the 1-meter diving. The meet ends tomorrow at the Mizzou Athletic Center. And you can get there at 11 o'clock today and watch the heptathlon and the decathlon start, or you can wait till 3 and watch the running finals start for the 2-day Big 12 Indoor Track and Field Championships at the Gillum Indoor Stadium. The Aggie men are after their second straight team title, while the Aggie women can end the Big 12 era by winning 5 of the last 6. All events will start at 3 tomorrow. The Aggie men are ranked 3rd in the nation. The Aggie women are ranked 5th in the nation. You can keep up with the meet results on Twitter at Aggie TRK. And finally, today is the first day of the NFL Combine. The week-long event is taking place at the same stadium where the Super Bowl was played a few weeks ago in Indianapolis. This gives coaches and executives a chance to time and to take a look at the top college players in the country. Seven Aggies are participating this week. Randy Bullock, the kicker, cornerback Terrence Frederick, wide receiver Jeff Fuller, running back Cyrus Gray, cornerback Coryell Judy, and quarterback Ryan Tannehill. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Hello. Hello, Brazos Valley, Research Valley, Medical Corridor. We don't care what they call it. We call it home. I'm Kyle Smith, owner of Auto and Home Mobility Solutions. I'm running this advertisement because my wife is tired of people telling her no one knew we were here. Well, we are, and we have been for over 7 years. With over 25 years of experience in the industry, under one roof, we consider ourselves the most knowledgeable in the medical corridor. We are the only state-authorized vehicle modifier for the handicap equipment installations in the Brazos Valley. We not only install wheelchair and scooter lifts, we work hand-in-hand with your local car dealership to ensure you get your rebates and state taxes off of any new or used car bought. Before you're thinking of getting a gas-guzzling wheelchair van, come see us. We can put anyone in any car, SUV, or truck, so call us at 979-589-2005 or come by and see us on Highway 21 just outside the city limits of Wixon Valley, Texas. You can also visit us at yourmobilitysolutions.com.
In today's real estate market, there's no substitute for experience, and the Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living real estate professionals provide that and more. Every realtor
is up to 25 miles an hour, around 40 tonight, 59 for a high temperature tomorrow, and 60 on Sunday. 52 now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. If there's a way to stop all of this in Syria, the daily deadly fighting, well, they're looking for it. At a big international meeting going on now, Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is joining foreign ministers from Europe and the Arab League in Tunisia. Called the Friends of Syria group, a diplomat there says they're calling for the UN to start planning a peacekeeping mission. But Arab League chief Nabil Al-Arabi says the meeting is not to decide on a military plan for the country. They're also discussing an immediate ceasefire so aid can be delivered to areas worst hit by the fighting. Reports of at least five people killed in Homs today, Dave.
Emily, the anti-American anger rages on. In Afghanistan, more violent mass protests today. Reuters reports nine more people have been killed all over the burning of Qurans, taken from detainees who were using them to pass secrets. Gas is up again today, another 3 to 4 cents, and President Obama insists there is not a silver bullet to stop it. Republicans disagree. Newt Gingrich says he could make gas $2.50 a gallon again. Mitt Romney will today detail how he'd help the economy if he's president. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Detroit.
Dave, Mitt Romney is expected to talk about his tax and deficit cutting plan in what is being billed as a major economic speech.
I'm going to lower the tax rates for all Americans by 20%.
That was Romney in Michigan yesterday. Romney, who grew up here, is facing a tough primary fight Tuesday. Polls show him neck and neck with Rick Santorum. Santorum and Ron Paul will also be in Michigan this weekend. Newt Gingrich has been focusing on Super Tuesday states. Dave?
Jennifer, there's going to be gay marriages now in another state. Supporters cheering after the state senate in Maryland agreed on a bill that the governor says he will sign, but opponents of gay marriage vow a referendum to try to overturn that in Maryland. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Howdy, I'm Ronnie White, and I've been a custom home builder in the Brazos Valley for 24 years. In all my years of building homes and contracting, I have used many different roofers in the past. I chose to go with Schulte Roofing for lots of reasons. One, Schulte provides me with many different kinds of roof choices to offer my customers. They are sort of a one-stop shop for roofs and roofing materials. Second, I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on the job when they say they will, to finish on time, which helps me with my schedule. When Schulte gives you a price, they stick to it. I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on budget and to provide great follow-up service. Any problems we have had, Schulte responded fast and fixed it quickly, even when they were not responsible. Schulte Roofing lives up to my expectations and then some. They provide me and my customers with the best product, best value, and best service. I highly recommend Schulte Roofing to all my customers and friends for any and all roofing needs. Give David at Schulte Roofing a call at 1-800-367-7663 or visit his website at schulteroofing.com.
My, oh my. Okay, folks, here's Sterling Auto Group's top three reasons you know it's time to trade in your old car. Here we go. Number three, hitchhikers turn you down for a ride. Number two, your dog is too ashamed to stick his head out the window. And the number one reason to trade in your old car...
Cause Sterling Auto Group will give you $8,000 off with any trade. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. So bring any trade to Sterling Auto Group and get an $8,000 discount off any select new car or truck in stock. So you can drive home a new car or truck for possibly less. Yes, less than you're paying now. Plus at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new 2012 GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $289 per month. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. Sterling Auto Group, we make it easy. 205 North Earl Runner Freeway. In Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 72 months at 3% APR plus TT&L and fees with approved credit on select vehicles. All incentives to dealer.
The Home Builders Association presents the 2012 Home Expo, sponsored by McCoy's Building Supply, on February 25th and 26th at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Discover home building options, improvement, and energy saving ideas to make your home a dream come true. Free seminars on home building, gardening and landscaping, interior decorating, and much more. Bring your kids to enjoy the Junior Master Gardeners exhibit and petting zoo. Register to win all kinds of fabulous prizes. The Home Expo, Saturday, February 25th from 10 to 5 and Sunday, February 26th from 1 to 5 at the Expo Complex on Leonard Road in Bryan.
I'll have the grilled cheese, please.
Hot or cold?
Hot isn't grilled hot.
We're still looking to hire a cook for the summer season, so cold?
But your name is Hot Grilled Cheeseria.
Yeah, I can give you bread and cheese, and you can try grilling it on your exhaust manifold.
Don't be stuck without a chef or any other seasonal employee you need. Log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com.
You know, if you have heated seats, you could sit on it and have a panini.
Okay.
Post as many jobs as you like in minutes and use as many words as you want for one low price. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
WTAW News Time, 8:06, 52 degrees right now at the studios. Haven't warmed up very much this morning, and we don't expect to warm up tremendously for the day, maybe 60 for a high. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update brought to you by Merrymaids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merrymaids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The mail processing facility at the Bryan Post Office is closing. The U.S. Postal Service announced the move Thursday, capping a five-month study of numerous processing facilities around the country. The Bryan office is one of more than 260 around the country that were studied for possible consolidation. The Postal Service says 223 will be consolidated, 35 will remain open, and 6 are on hold for further study. Mail normally processed in Bryan will now be sent to Austin, meaning local mail delivery will likely be delayed for at least a day. The move to consolidation is an effort by the Postal Service to cut $20 billion in expenses by 2015 and get out of the red. The Postal Service had previously announced in December the Bryan facility would close, but backed off on the move a few days later after pressure from federal lawmakers. A family that's been involved in College Station real estate development longer than the city has been in existence has announced its largest project ever. Jack and Mary Culpepper have announced the University Square Shopping Center at South College and University Drive will become Legacy Point, a combination living and retail center.
I feel very blessed that we have this opportunity to continue on with what Culpepper Properties started as. You know, they were started in housing, and so this kind of is a combination with the first generation who focused on, you know, residential housing and development in College Station and Ryan, but specific to this project in College Station, and then coupled by the next generation, which focused on commercial real estate. So in the third generation of Culpepper Properties, it brings together both residential and commercial property.
Plans have been submitted to the city for the first phase. The long-closed Albertson store will be demolished, and The Stack, a five-story student housing complex with a two-floor underground parking garage, will be built in its place. Construction set to start this summer should be finished sometime next year. It's been well reported the price for natural gas has been dropping, but residential customers of Atmos Energy in 440 cities, including Bryan and College Station, are facing small increases. College Station City Council Thursday night unanimously voted to hold the current rates for 90 days to negotiate a better deal. Atmos' Ken Fogle told council the costs to keep up the distribution system are more than the savings from lower natural gas prices.
Last year, there was an incident in California that had got a lot of regulators looking at the safety aspects of natural gas and wanting to make sure that gas companies are being motivated to go out there and get ahead of this and make sure that our lines are, you know, safe and there's a high integrity to those. So a lot of the actual increase deals more with the capital costs and making sure that our system is safe and investing the funds it needs to do that.
Fogle says the proposal calls for an increase of $2.70 a month for the average residential customer. College Station Council spent most of its time Thursday revisiting one issue that was recently approved. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
City Manager David Neely's intent was only to provide an update on contract negotiations with a possible author to write about the city's upcoming 75th anniversary. While the council recently approved spending $10,000, Julie Schultz asked why no other options were explored.
Did we look for the best possible price? Did we ask other authors to see how much they would, do we put out an RFP for them? Do you do such a thing in this situation? I don't know.
And Jess Fields continued his opposition to paying for something that's not a core service that is not in demand.
If somebody wants a service out of the city, what do? They come and demand it. They ask us. They bring a horde of people in here, hundreds of people perhaps, or they petition us and they say, we really want this.
The city manager had the last word telling the council, contract negotiations were continuing with their first choice to author the book. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And the Jefferson Award is described as a Nobel Prize for public service. Mandy Risky at KBTX Media coordinates the program for the Brazos Valley.
The recipients are actually nominated either by friends or by family members or people who work with them in the organizations that they volunteer with. The person didn't know they were being nominated. None of our four recipients realized that they were being nominated for this award. And so they were all very gracious when they realized that they received it because they just knew that somebody out there cared about them and appreciated what they do for this community. And, of course, all four winners are some of the most humble people in this community. And so it was very nice getting to announce to them that they were the winners.
This year's winners are the founder of the Calvert Senior Center, B. Cephas, Brazos County NAACP President Ann Boney, College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, and our own Bryan Broadcasting General Manager Ben Downs. One of the four local winners will be selected to be considered for the national award. WTAW News Time is 8:11, 52 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Mary Maids. More news at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax. It's done.
Hey, if you like to sew and your sewing machine is just not working correctly or it's running slow and you can't get your projects finished, then you need to come see us at Sovac City. At Sovac City, we have a full-service repair department and we can make your sewing machine run like new again. Our service department is trained on all machines, including the new computer sewing machines and even the commercial multi-needle embroidery machines. We now have two locations to serve you. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB are our new warehouse showroom location at 700 South Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City and College Station and now in Bryan. Come on down and see us.
812, Newstalk. Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Cooler temperatures push in across the region today and tomorrow, and then it looks like we'll start to see an improvement as we head into the second half of the weekend. For today, we're going to be dealing with lots of cloudiness. I think we're probably going to be about 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy for tonight. Lows will drop down to 40. Clouds for tomorrow, highs 59 to 64. Partial clearing tomorrow night, a low of 40. Sun and clouds and 65 to 70 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, it's 8:13.
I know we have a guest, and I need to apologize to him. I didn't say hi to him.
What, to Sokol?
Yeah.
You got to apologize to Sokol?
I didn't say good morning to him when I saw him.
Yeah, you did
ago.
Go right by him.
I just blew right past you. But then I also need to call you out right here on the radio.
Okay.
Last week, or I guess, week and a half or so ago, posted a picture on Facebook, and I checked in, which you can check in certain locations.
Uh-huh.
And I checked in at the Mount of Olives, and he called me pretentious for checking in at the
really?
Mount of Olives.
Really? Did he?
Yeah, it's true. I did.
Well,
and my response to that is very simple. Haters gonna hate.
I tend to side with Sokol on this.
I mean, how many times do you see somebody, I'm checking in at the Mount of Olives?
Yeah, it doesn't happen a lot.
No, because most of the time,
I'm checking in at Kroger.
Yeah, I'm at Sonic. Okay, checking in at Sonic.
So I figured, because I had never checked in, I had never checked in before this trip. And so I thought, I'm going to check in some cool places.
Yeah, that would be presumptive of you to do that. Yeah, he's exactly right. Yeah, exactly.
Presumptive or pretentious?
Pretentious, I guess would be the better
word. You almost
word.
Had your grammar there.
I did, right. Okay. So we have a guest. Thanks. We have a guest today. We have a guest.
Yeah, we do.
Jay Sokol. Do you have something first before the guest?
No. Okay. I'm going to finish the
hang on, Chase, because we're going to do Jethro Trivia.
Oh, with the guest?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And by the way,
I'm sure she's just tickled pink.
The reason we didn't have, she's not even wearing pink, Chase, but the reason we didn't have Jethro Trivia yesterday is they didn't send us one.
Well, that's a shame.
I was really disturbed about that.
Hang on.
Hello?
Are you guys on the air?
Yeah, we are. Would you like to be on the air with us?
Uh-oh.
Well, I guess. I was thinking the Mount of Olives. Is that a restaurant in College Station?
Very nice.
Well, yeah, it has a garden at the base, and I think that's probably where we were.
Yeah. It burned out a few years ago.
Did they have breadsticks up there on the Mount of Olives?
No salad or breadsticks.
Unlimited breadsticks.
But they do treat you like family.
Very good. Now, see, there's some people that go, well, I ain't going there if they treat me like family.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know what to do that.
That's the best marketing.
Yeah. Did you get a little round thing when your tour was ready that flashed?
Exactly.
Oh, God. Okay. All right.
So we'll all get there.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Is that in College Station, Brian? College Station?
What?
The Mount of Olives?
No. The Olive
That'd be College Station.
Is that College
Station? Yeah, it is in College Station. Yeah.
Both the former Chard location and the current location.
That's right.
Chard location.
The Chard location.
Long gone.
Don't they sell
Hey, we talked about having a pop-up book for the history of College Station. I don't know if you
I would be all about a pop-up book.
But what we're thinking is
a book publisher.
Yeah, Well, what I was thinking is you pop it open and it's the plaza, but it might, implode in a couple of years or something. So give that a
That'd
try.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah, it would. Now, but first, before we play Jethro Trivia, fascinated because, Jay did what any public information officer does, anything you can to get your own name in the paper, and apparently you did that today. You were
That's
successful.
Right. That's right. Story on the front page.
Read today's smile.
The front page today's smile.
No.
Smiling.
Jeremy Mathey got that one.
Okay.
But the headline here is Boy Scout to the Rescue. Teen helps College Station make decision.
Okay, so what happened here? What's the backstory?
Backstory is we had several vendors submitting bids on some items for the city, and there were two vendors that submitted the exact same dollar bid.
Okay.
I think it's $21,700.
Okay.
Preference goes to the local vendor,
okay. But
neither of these vendors was local. So apparently College Station has a history of deciding tiebreakers by getting a Boy Scout to draw a name from a hat. I can't tell you how delighted Eagle reporter Matthew Watkins was because it was an otherwise fairly boring meeting.
Yeah.
So sure enough, we had 13-year-old Nicholas Farmer from Troop 802 step forward and close his eyes and draw the name from the hat.
Now, was it your job to get in touch with his family or scoutmaster or whatever the mechanics of this?
Yeah. It was. Uh-huh. As we were planning out the agenda several days ago, it was asked, okay, who knows how to get in touch with somebody with the Boy Scouts? My kid's in Troop 802. I said I'll call his is a troop leader, and we'll get a couple of kids to come on down.
Yeah.
I intentionally did not inform Grant about that until this morning, and obviously he was not happy.
Yeah, I bet your name is Mud.
Yeah.
Now what agenda item number was this?
This was regular agenda item number two.
Okay, so
number one. Number one.
Oh, okay. So in other words, you were able to get him in. He didn't actually have to sit through a College Station City Council meeting.
Well, he sat through it, but it went lickety split.
Well, that's shocking.
I mean, this was like a 35.
Did he get a merit badge for attending the entire meeting?
Yeah,
he should.
Really?
He really should.
That'd be
And even helped say the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, it was
outstanding.
It was good
for
him. Nicholas
good for
Farmer.
Him. All right. Glad to hear about that. All right, so here we go. Oh, we have a guest.
We do have a guest. Shelley Major, our records management coordinator from the city secretary's office.
Shelley making a return visit to the show. How are you today?
I'm good. How
wonderful. We do this. Harry Potter fan?
Not really.
Okay. That's cool.
That's okay.
Well, J.K. Rowling's got a new book coming out, by the way. It's going to be
Scott grown-ups. He's huge. I mean,
yeah, I'm all over it. Okay, so we have this little thing we call Jethro Trivia, which is an oddly informative little news quiz where we ask a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. It's always fun to play. And today's category will be controversial food products. Controversial food products. So what we'll do is it's multiple choice. I'll give you all the answers. One of them is correct. Tom will answer first, then yes. Chase, then it'll be your turn, and then we'll let Jay go last.
Got it.
Okay. And you may, of course, answer one that one of the other guys has given as an answer.
Yeah.
I will put a little pressure on you and let you know that last week's guest from the city of College Station did get this correct.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's a different question, but did get it correct. Of course, he's a city councilman. So, all right, so here's the question. The FDA has launched an investigation into whether a certain product can be sold in lipstick-sized containers. What is the product? Is it A, inhalable caffeine, B, tiny vitamins, C, chewing tobacco, or D, lipstick? So the answer is, again, to be sold in lipstick-sized containers, the FDA has approved either inhalable caffeine, tiny vitamins, chewable tobacco, or lipstick. Tom, what's your answer?
I'll say B.
B, vitamins. That's tiny vitamins. Okay, Chase.
I'm going to go with A, inhalable caffeine.
Okay.
A also.
A, inhalable caffeine.
I agree. I go with A.
Tom, you're the odd man out.
Yeah, I know.
How's that? That never happens.
Yeah, like there's a bulletin.
It's inhalable caffeine. You're absolutely right. The head of the company. There are no prizes. Okay. The head of the company, Breathable Foods, said this week that the organization is cooperating fully with the FDA's investigation of inhalable caffeine products that are called Aeroshot.
Aeroshot. Breathable Foods?
That's what it's called. I'm not sure.
That sounds physiologically difficult.
Yeah. Huh. Well, scary. Just scary. Did you guys hear today that the person behind 5-Hour Energy is a Buddhist, former Buddhist monk?
I did hear that.
Heard you say that. Yeah.
Pretty amazing. Okay. All right. What are we talking about this morning?
Boards and committees.
Boards and committees.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
We're now accepting applications for our boards and committees. We have 10 committees and 39 positions open, so we need those applications. Our appointments aren't made until July, but we're asking people to go online, look it up, check it out, and apply now. We don't want anybody waiting till the last minute, so it's very important for our city council to have these boards and committees.
Sure. And we don't want to read all 10 of them, but there'll be a list there on a website.
Right.
And I guess if you have it, if you have expertise in something, obviously it would make sense if you'd be on that board.
Yes.
And once again, just to make sure the College Station Appearance Committee, there is a dress code, right? Because after all, it's the Appearance Committee. Okay. But anyway, but if they have questions about what the board does or some sort of an explanation, they can call, who do they call about
that? They can call me, 764-5016. The best thing to do is get online and go to cstx.gov. Right there on our front page, there's a picture of Uncle Sam telling you to apply. Click on that, and it'll take you right to our boards and committees page.
Okay, and could you be on more than one? Is that possible?
You can. There are some time commitments, and so you want to make sure that if you are interested in more than one, that you have that time to commit to the city.
Okay, and again, the deadline for this?
The deadline for applications is June 29th.
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot for coming in
this
morning.
Thank you.
Hey, before you leave, I hear there's a little bit of, there may be some throwdown with this broom ball thing going on here.
Yeah, there's been some smack talk.
Yeah.
We put together a a video that really called him out. Called out to Brian PD because College Station PD does possess the golden broom, the coveted golden broom. And they responded, I think, a day or two ago with a video of their own criticizing us for bragging with only having a 17% winning average.
In other words, you've won once. Is that what you're saying?
We've won once out of like six times. So,
I love the way you spin that.
But we do have the broom.
Well, I heard the rumor that y'all didn't even have the broom at one point. I mean, not until recently then, maybe.
Well, I think they just won last year.
But you didn't actually possess the broom until maybe a few days ago.
Oh, no.
Never went to get it?
No, we've had the broom.
Okay, all right.
The broom has been
displayed. And where is it displayed?
It's displayed in the lobby of the police department.
Okay.
I didn't know that until we showed up to shoot the video. But if you would like to see this, it is on our YouTube page, youtube.com/cityofcollegestation. Pretty entertaining. Lieutenant Steve Brock. He has got some attitude.
Okay. Well, I like that. I'm hoping we have a little throwdown here. Of course, it's for a good cause. It's domestic violence awareness.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's good. And that's coming up this weekend?
That's coming up today, I believe, at 5:45 at Art Wolf.
Okay. Are you officiating? Are you there?
I am efforting to be there, sir.
Have you played?
No. Are you joking?
See,
have you seen this?
Murphy's played. Chase has played.
I have watched Chase play.
Yeah, he said, he hit and his noggin hit the ground, and he said, nah, that's enough of that.
You know, radio guys used to be duped into doing donkey basketball.
A long time ago.
This goes way beyond
that. Yeah, apparently so. Okay, so that's coming up at Arctic Wolf today, 5:45 minutes for a good cause. That's a broom ball. As you try to, once again, hold on to the trophy.
The coveted golden broom.
There you go. Okay. Jay Sokol from the City College Station. Visit with those folks on Friday. It's brought to you by Mar Eye Center. Have a cataract or need other vision correction? Call today, 776-7564.
Mar Eye Center reminds you that February is Save Your Vision Month. By the year 2020, 43 million Americans will be at risk for significant vision loss or blindness from age-related eye diseases, such as cataracts, diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, and macular degeneration. Call Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 to schedule your baseline eye exam. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. And remember, our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hey, if you like to sew and your sewing machine is just not working correctly or it's running slow and you can't get your projects finished, then you need to come see us at Sovac City. At Sovac City, we have a full-service repair department and we can make your sewing machine run like new again. Our service department is trained on all machines, including the new computer sewing machines and even the commercial multi-needle embroidery machines. We now have two locations to serve you. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB are our new warehouse showroom location at 700 South Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City and College Station and now in Bryan. Come on down and see us.
Still the apple of their eye. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Bill Fantini. The shareholders of Apple reportedly have voted strongly in favor of the company's directors and CEO Tim Cook, despite impatience over the company's cash hoard and the treatment of its factory workers in China. The owners of the New York Mets now will learn by March 5th whether they'll have to go to trial on allegations related to convicted Ponzi schemer Bernard Madoff. There are claims they ignored warning signs of a fraud. U.S. stock futures have been showing modest gains this morning as a rise in overseas markets and encouraging corporate news helped keep trading positive. Procter & Gamble added 3% a share in yesterday's trading after the maker of Love's, Bounty, and Charmin said it will cut 5,700 jobs as part of a plan to save $10 billion by June 2016. Like many companies, P&G's been struggling against higher prices and lower demand. I'm Bill Fantini with the Dow Jones Money Report.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer, but had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing zero, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
The Home Builders Association presents the 2012 Home Expo, sponsored by McCoy's Building Supply, on February 25th and 26th at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Discover home building options, improvement, and energy-saving ideas to make your home a dream come true. Free seminars on home building, gardening and landscaping, interior decorating, and much more. Bring your kids to enjoy the Junior Master Gardeners Exhibit and Petting Zoo. Register to win all kinds of fabulous prizes. The Home Expo, Saturday, February 25th from 10 to 5, and Sunday, February 26th from 1 to 5 at the Expo Complex on Leonard Road in Bryan.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Linda and I would like to thank the Brazos Valley for voting Texas Trading Post best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
Still the apple of their eye. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Bill Fantini. The shareholders of Apple reportedly have voted strongly in favor of the company's directors and CEO Tim Cook, despite impatience over the company's cash hoard and the treatment of its factory workers in China. The owners of the New York Mets now will learn by March 5th whether they'll have to go to trial on allegations related to convicted Ponzi schemer Bernard Madoff. There are claims they ignored warning signs of a fraud. U.S. stock futures have been showing modest gains this morning as a rise in overseas markets and encouraging corporate news helped keep trading positive. Procter & Gamble added 3% a share in yesterday's trading after the maker of Love's, Bounty, and Charmin said it will cut 5,700 jobs as part of a plan to save $10 billion by June 2016. Like many companies, P&G's been struggling against higher prices and lower demand. I'm Bill Fantini with the Dow Jones Money Report.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer, but had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing zero, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Bravo Brazos Valley, and Chris Dyer is here to talk about all things Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. And Chris, you have a guest here that's going to be talking about the great organization at Washington on the Brazos. But first off, why don't you talk about some of the other things that are going on with the Arts Council?
It's been a really busy month for the Arts Council. We opened our Masterpieces exhibit, which is just a really phenomenal show that'll be here for 2 months. So get down there and see original masterpieces from collections right here in the community. Mm-hmm. I was really impressed with the quality. That every year it gets better and better, and it's free, so bring your kids, bring yourself, you know, and we're having a lot of school groups come out and check it out. We're also getting ready for our big fundraiser, Savor the Arts at Bush Library. Save the date, March 24th. We're selling tickets for that now, but just check our website, acbv.org. And also, we just launched our rural subgrant program. A lot of people think we've kind of beat that drum, but we are a 7-county arts council, so we have a new funding opportunity for our rural affiliates outside of Bryan College Station. And speaking of affiliates, mm-hmm. and rural affiliates, I have Houston here with me today, and this is really, I'm a history buff, so this is really a significant month in the history of Texas and how we became the state that we are. So I'll let him talk about that because he sounds more educated about it. So.
All right, Houston McGall, let's talk about the Washington on the Brazos. What a great place to be, and especially coming up in March because Texas
Texas Independence. This is pretty much your all's time of year, right?
Oh, exactly. And in fact, I kid people that when they refer to Independence Day, I assume they're talking about Texas Independence Day. And then we talk about the 4th of July, but Independence Day is at Washington on the Brazos. And it seems like every year we find more performers, more demonstrators, more craft people, and it just keeps growing out there. This year is our 176th anniversary, and it's a two-day event from about 10 o'clock on Saturday morning till 5, and then the same hours on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And the staff at the park has done a really great job of finding a number of reenactors. They do the Texian Army encampment, and the visitors can go through and just wander through and visit and get stories and watch them do cooking demonstrations and demonstrations using their firearms. In fact, there's two different encampments this year. And in addition to that, they'll be doing black powder firing demonstrations. And then scattered all through the park, from the museum to Barrington Living History Farm, will be numerous craft demonstrators. They may be doing woodwork or leather work. There'll probably be some blacksmiths out there doing primitive blacksmith demonstrations. In the museum, we kind of focus on indoor activities, so we have a number of people, women that are doing quilting demonstrations and, and tatting and lace making, which if you've never watched lace making, will just blow your mind on how they do that. inside the museum as well, we have an 80-seat theater.
Yeah.
And so we have demonstrators coming in. We have a group called the Texas Heroes Living History. And at one time, they'll be portraying Stephen F. Austin and Mary Austin Holly. And another time, he'll be portraying William Barrett Travis and Susanna Dickinson. And this will be going on at scheduled times on Saturday and Sunday in the Museum Theater.
Now, this celebration will be coming up next weekend, so we got more time to talk about it, and we will next week with Houston McGaw. I'm Tom Turpinville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meesan Associates.
WTAW News Time, 8:33, 52 degrees right now. Sunshine today and only a high of about 60. And again, the thermometer really has not budged since we went on the air at 6. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final news update. Brought to you by The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state of the art. Call 694-4157. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. College Station City Council finished Thursday evening's meeting in less than 40 minutes, but they took an hour during the afternoon workshop on one particular item. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
The council recently approved spending $10,000 to have someone write a book on the first 75 years of the city. While contract negotiations continue with a potential author, Councilman Jess Fields repeated his call to save the money and recruit volunteers to write the book.
Until I see, and I think I would hope that until this council sees a large swell of interest from, you know, it doesn't even have to be the whole community, but for goodness sakes, at least the history committee should just come together and say, geez, we all want this to happen.
The response to Fields' idea from Blanche Brick.
We decide to have ditches everywhere, and we don't ask them to volunteer then and go out and dig the ditch. We expect to provide some services and to pay for it. And I believe this is something that we need to provide, not just for us, not just for the 75th, but for the future.
In the end, City Manager David Neely told the council negotiations are continuing with the prospective author. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The natural gas bill for your home could be going up. Atmos Energy has a proposal affecting 440 Texas cities, including Bryan and College Station, that would increase the average residential bill by $2.70 a month. College Station City Council unanimously voted to suspend the increase for 90 days at last night's meeting. The Bryan Council will consider that same suspension on Tuesday. This will be the first rate increase for Atmos since 2007. Get ready for outgoing mail to take longer for delivery. U.S. Postal Service announcing Thursday it was closing the Bryan processing facility, a move originally announced in December. Postal Service backed off that announcement a few days later following pressure from federal lawmakers, but this time the announcement appears official. The Bryan facility is one of more than 260 around the country studied for possible consolidation. Of those, 223 will be consolidated, 35 will remain open, and 6 are on hold for more studies. Outgoing mail normally processed in Bryan will now go to Austin. The consolidation means the loss of local jobs for the Bryan employees, although the Postal Service says many will be offered reassignments. The cuts are part of an effort to cut $20 billion in expenses by 2015 and get the Postal Service out of the red. A College Station family has owned a piece of commercial real estate long enough to produce a second development. 40 years ago, John Culpepper Sr. and Jr. bought the land at South College and University that became University Square Shopping Center. Now Jack and Mary Culpepper have announced a combination living and retail center on that site.
It's named Legacy Point primarily for the reason that we do want it to be something that our families can, you know, be very proud of, that we've contributed to this community, and that it, like the property, has been in our family for 40 years. We hope years to come this will continue contributing in an aesthetic way to that area of College Station, plus service the community with the needs that it has. So we too are excited.
The former Albertson store will be demolished, and construction is scheduled to start this summer on a five-story student housing complex called The Stack. And four Brazos Valley residents have been recognized for their community service. Winning this year's local Jefferson Award are Brazos County NAACP President Ann Boney, Calvert Senior Center founder B. Cephas, College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, and our own Bryan Broadcasting General Manager Ben Downs. Andy Risky at KBTX Media, who coordinates the program, says a ceremony to honor the winners is coming up April 10th.
One of the four winners will be announced to represent the Brazos Valley in Washington, D.C. at the national ceremony. So it doesn't make them even more of a winner. What it is the Board of Selectors picked somebody that they felt would be the best representative based on what they do, what they're involved in, and different criteria, and they pick the one that they think would be the best representative of the Brazos Valley, and they send them to Washington, D.C. So all of them are winners equally, and we're proud of all of them.
Nominations were reviewed by a 7-member Board of Selectors. WTAW News time is 8:38, 52 degrees right now. The news brought to you by The Face Place. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When it comes to your HR and administration needs, you need a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. And GNA Partners is the right candidate for the job. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provides a dedicated team of experts to handle your HR, payroll, benefits administration, and risk management needs. And best of all, we'll never call in sick when you need us most. Minimize costs, increase productivity, reduce risk. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. To find out what GNA can do for you, go to milliondollaremployee.com.
Who doesn't like a good crawfish boil? People seek out crawfish boils, and the Tap makes it easy for you to enjoy. It's their 22nd season of Friday crawfish boils. This and every Friday, make plans to be at the Tap around 5:30 p.m. till they last, to be a part of the tradition. Enjoy crawfish, corn and potatoes, and tons of other menu items if you're a mudbug hater. Enjoy $3 import bottles, dollar off all craft beers, $2.75 domestic pints, and $2 margarita on the rocks during the boil. The Tap wants you to party safe. Designate a driver.
What if you could correct wrinkles and sagging skin today while defending against a facelift tomorrow? As you age, your skin loses its natural elasticity, leaving you prone to wrinkles and deep frown lines. At The Face Place, Thermage treatments emit deep heat to tighten existing collagen and form new collagen. Thermage can not only tighten your aged skin, it can actually prevent loose skin from forming. And Thermage is exclusively provided at The Face Place. Visit FacePlaceMedSpa.com or call 255-GLOW for an appointment today. The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state-of-the-art.
I can't wait to get a new truck.
Me too.
A girl can't drive a truck.
This girl can.
You want a new truck? Come to Truck Month at Tampa Navasota, where you can get a new F-150 from Team Ford starting at $17,698 with a free 2-year maintenance plan.
Nice price.
Or you can get $12,000 off a new Super Duty.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929-7752-WAY.
Cooler temperatures push in across the region today and tomorrow, and then it looks like we'll start to see an improvement as we head into the second half of the weekend. For today, we're going to be dealing with lots of cloudiness. I think we're probably going to be about 60 to 65, mostly cloudy for tonight. Lows will drop down to 40. Clouds for tomorrow, highs 59 to 64. Partial clearing tomorrow night, a low of 40. Sun and clouds and 65 to 70 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's exactly right. That's who he is. That's who we are. I guess that takes care of everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right. So now we got this. Sherwood Forest Fair going on.
We got that. We got other stuff to give away too.
Well, I understand.
Well, we're 9 on to 9 here. So you have been known to
Not in a while. You know what we're going to do?
You've been good, Scott.
We're going to tape the tickets to Tom's mailbox, and we're going to give you his address. How's that?
No, we're not.
We can fix that real quick.
I got the tickets in my hand.
All right. If you want to go see Texas A&M play Holy Cross.
Yeah.
Holy Cross. Oh. They'll probably beat them, too. I'm just saying.
They probably will.
I'm just saying.
Who knows?
Yeah. So if you want to go see, I got two tickets to each game.
You mean like for the whole weekend?
Two tickets for Friday, two tickets for Saturday, two tickets for Sunday. Now, I'll give the first person a choice, except for one. There is one stipulation.
Well, here.
Have you been to an A&M baseball game this year at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park?
No, I haven't.
Would you like to do that?
Absolutely.
You know, who's this?
Johnny Hutchison.
Johnny, but since you're our first winner, you probably get a better choice than anybody else because I've got two tickets for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. The only thing you can't do is take one ticket for one day and one ticket for another day.
Right.
You know,
right.
If you're willing to abide by that, then I'll let you pick the day.
Absolutely. What time is the game on Sunday?
It's at noon.
Okay. Let's shoot for that one.
All right. That's what we'll do. Johnny, we're in the Crystal Park Plaza on the fifth floor. Johnny Hutchison got tickets for you for Sunday, okay?
Two tickets for Sunday. Okay.
There you go.
All right. That's what we'll do, Johnny.
Okay. Bring your phone back in the vehicle. Okay. There we go. Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Are you off to work? Are you already working? What's going on?
Already working.
Oh, there you go. Who you work for?
I work for a drug company called Mariel.
Oh, do you drive all? How far is your territory?
I travel about 6,000 miles a month.
Well,
everything south of Dallas.
Really?
Yes, sir.
And how far west?
That'd be El Paso.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't want to hear anybody else complaining about their job.
Yeah. Do you have?
I don't go there often. Okay. Though, I will admit.
Do you have an app with RadioAggieland.com that you can take us with you? No matter where you go.
No, I don't. Yeah. I have not loaded that.
Okay. Now see that. Come on, man. I got a guy who's a friend and he hadn't done that yet, and he's a smart fella. I said, come on, you can do that. What kind of vehicle do you drive?
I drive a Dodge pickup.
All right, a man after our own hearts, Chase.
Darn right.
All right, diesel or gas?
It's gas.
All right. Is it like a crew cab or just a regular two?
Well, it's a four-door. Regular full-size truck.
That's it.
Yeah. Do you ever drive out to El Paso and they say, nah, not this month, I don't want anymore?
I don't go before making a phone call or something.
I see. Okay. You pretty much confirmed things up.
You're not making cold calls in El Paso, right?
Yeah, right.
That is correct.
All right.
Yeah.
That would stink to get home and tell your wife, they weren't interested this month.
Yeah. All right. So I got tickets for Friday or tickets for Saturday? Which one worked?
We'll take Saturday.
All right.
Okay, that's at 2 o'clock.
All right.
That'd be awesome.
What's your name?
Todd Huebner, H-U-E-B-N-E-R.
Okay. And you know where we're located? Todd, is that right?
Yes, I do.
You know where we're located?
Yes, sir.
All right, good.
Come on.
We got him. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear anybody complaining. Our salespeople, they come in and say, I drove all the way to Milliken, man. He wouldn't buy nothing. Yeah. Anyway. All right, so we got tickets left for tonight, huh?
6:35. The opening game.
It's the Aggies and the Crusaders.
Of Holy Cross.
The Crusaders.
Holy Cross. And these are a reserve seat ticket, section 207.
So you don't have to fight with students. You don't fight with students anymore, do you? Only students get to sit over there in the raggy section. Who's this?
Yeah, these are down below.
Lisa.
Lisa who?
Last name Huerta,
H-U-E-R-T-A. Huerta.
There you go.
Huerta. Have you been to Olsen Field or Bluebell Park?
Have not.
Well, you get to go tonight. How's that? Hooray!
Yeah. That sounds good.
All right, Lisa, once again, the first pitch is at what time?
6:35.
6:35.
Wait a minute. Didn't y'all say there were Sunday tickets?
No, these are Friday tickets.
Okay, that's fine.
You're okay?
Yeah,
all right.
Tonight.
Change your plans. It's Aggie baseball, after all.
Yeah.
Okay, we're on the fifth floor of Crystal Park Plaza. Come by, and we'll have the tickets for you, Lisa.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. There you go. Okay, got that done. Now, Scott.
No, I don't have time now because we were finding out about what Todd does driving all over the country.
Well, that was interesting. Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah. I kind of enjoyed that. A guy in Wisconsin arrested with
walked into a bar.
Yeah, guy in Wisconsin is arrested for cooking a hamburger.
Well, that seems a little excessive.
It does, but 52-year-old James B. Summers allegedly told employees at the Denny's restaurant that he was the new general manager from corporate.
What?
Well, you know,
Okay, of all the tricks you're going to pull, really, you come up with that one?
Not sure. I'm just...
That's interesting.
And I guess he sold it enough to get back to the griddle, okay?
Yeah.
And he went into the kitchen. He
Y'all just get on out the way. I'm going to do some cooking.
Cooked him a hamburger, and since this was cats, and he made it a cheeseburger and some fries, the manager called police. They arrested the man and discovered that he had a stun gun and a holster on his belt.
Oh.
So it could have gotten nasty. He's charged with fraud, possession of an electric weapon. You can't own those? Maybe not in Wisconsin. I don't know. Disorderly conduct and possession of drug paraphernalia.
Well, walking around with it, you probably shouldn't probably be doing that.
Oh, he got him the munchies and decided to go into Denny's, huh? And again, don't you probably need to have some level of proper attire to be able to sell yourself as the general manager from corporate?
Yeah.
I'm not touching that one.
Okay. 847.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, we believe that a wheelchair shouldn't stop you from going to the prom. We know that burn scars might change the way you look, but they don't change who you are. That's why we've made it our mission for the past 90 years to provide life-changing medical care from doctors and staff who believe that every child should live the best life possible. Be a part of this extraordinary mission by making a donation at ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org or by calling 1-800-241-GIFT.
Rattler's Convenience Stores always have something new, and February is no exception. For the entire month of February, Rattler's has happy hour from 2 to 5 p.m. with all fountain drinks half price, and while you're sipping on your favorite soft drink, pick up any large size candy bar, two for only $2.22. Looking for something stronger than soft drinks? Then check out these great 18-pack beer specials. Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, and Miller for just $14.29. Now that's a deal. Rattlers, clean, friendly, Texan.
Two studs, one woman. I'm Sandy from Douglas Jewelers, and I keep thinking about those words. Two studs, one woman. Two burning hot diamond studs, one beautiful woman who loves her studs. Two fiery studs just looking for a lobe, and one passionate woman seeking some brilliant companions. Two studs from Douglas Jewelers. One woman from, well, that one woman is you. Come see us on University Drive in the Starbucks Shopping Center across from Home Depot.
Hey, it's 848, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hello? 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 All right, so we also got tickets to this thing called the Sherwood Forest Fair.
Yes, we do.
Which is a wingding that's going on, where is it? It's in McDade.
McDade, which is what, down near Austin somewhere?
Well, toward Austin,
Toward Austin.
There you go. Actually, you can do that little cutoff after you get off 21, get through Caldwell. That cutoff, it'll take you down there. It goes there right by McDade.
They're open from 10 a.m. to dusk.
Yeah.
Rain or shine.
Yeah.
I guess this is Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah, and it's going through April the 1st and then, let's see, and then March 16th, you know, on the spring break. They're open on that Friday, too. So
yeah,
a big
yeah and you can use these tickets are worth $18
That's
a piece.
What I'm saying. So I got four tickets for the next couple of people who want to call in for these.
Wow.
Four tickets each, as a matter of fact. 695-1620.
That's darn near a family.
You know, it's been a while since we've had one of those deals where, like, you saw the face of Jesus in a meringue pie or anything, right?
Oh.
Exactly. Don't cut that yet, honey. That looks like the Savior right there. Anyway. Oh, let me take some calls.
Okay.
We have a new sighting story from a food product. Well, don't be hanging up on me.
Boy, these tickets
you offended them at Jesus.
Is that it? Hello?
Hello.
You want some tickets to the Sherwood Forest Fair?
Yes, sir.
Who's this?
It's Charles Mills.
Charles Mills. Charles, come by Crystal Park Plaza, fifth floor. We'll have them for you, okay?
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Hi there. Who's this?
It's David.
David who?
Pullen.
Spell that for me.
P-U-L-L-I-N.
There you go.
P-U-L-L-I-N.
That's what he said. Yep.
Yes, sir.
All right, David, I got four tickets for you for the Sherwood Forest Fair. Come by here and you can pick them up.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Okay. Got that, huh?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, you're the one. I said, I'll just put his skanky butt to work. That's what I'll do. He said, there. Hello, who's this?
Last 10 minutes.
It's Robert Guyton.
Robert, tell me your last name again.
Guyton, G-U-Y-T-O-N.
There you go. What do you do, Robert?
I'm an iron worker.
All right, really? There you go. Wow, where?
Locally, I actually own my own company.
Oh, really? Well, what's the name of the company?
It's Guyton Steel Erectors.
There you go. Plug it, buddy. Nothing wrong with that.
We might want to buy some iron.
Yeah. So anyway, we got four tickets for you, Robert. Come by here and pick them up, okay?
All right, appreciate it.
You bet. See you later. All right, that's enough.
Okay.
It's all for now.
That's all for now.
All right, so a Nebraska woman is trying to sell a single chicken McNugget for $180. $180.
Well, you can get them a lot cheaper than that at McDonald's.
Well, but here's the deal. This is a special chicken McNugget.
Why?
She's from Dakota City.
Oh, I know why.
Held onto that nugget after buying it 3 years ago.
I bet it hasn't lost any of its consistency.
I bet
nope.
It
she says, I picked it up and I looked at it closer and I realized it is the likeness of George Washington.
Oh.
And when she showed the deep-fried chicken morsel to her husband, he reportedly could not believe his eyes. Okay, so I got two people married, living in the same house. They both think it looks like George Washington, and for that reason, you need to spend $180 for this thing. Okay. Now she's willing to part with the invaluable nugget. Well, it's not invaluable. She's put a value on it.
I was
going to
say, I think she's valued it.
That's right. Going to raise money. She says it is to raise money for a local church. Of course, it could be the church of the woman in Dakota City, you
right,
know, and her husband could be the pastor. We don't know, but nonetheless. And again, if you are the successful bidder on this, do you put it on a blue velvet cushion? I mean, what do you get the little spotlight from the museum lighting thing and put it right there?
I think you put it on loan to a local presidential library.
You could do that. Yeah, there's not a George Washington Presidential Library though.
No.
You could loan it to the government. They put it in a Lucite box there at the base of the Washington Monument.
Yeah.
The chicken McNugget that looked like George Washington.
The Washington McNugget.
Yeah. But I mean, and again, I wish I had a picture of it. And that tells me that since they didn't have a link to it, are they expecting you to pay $180 sight unseen for this thing?
I mean, can't imagine.
I think I'm going to want to see that it looks like George Washington. And you can't touch it. You know you can't touch it. That won't work.
Yeah, don't touch that.
Yeah. Michigan family $10,000 richer today thanks to one family's member's love of football. The unidentified family member was cleaning out the barn after the death of a loved one, and that's when they stumbled upon the holy grail of football cards.
Oh, my goodness.
It is the 1894 card that features a picture of the University of Hartford's John Dunlop. But a misprint caused the player's name to be left off. Of course, you might think the missing name would make the card slightly less valuable. Actually, more valuable, $10,000. Of course, I didn't know they were making, I guess you could do it back then. You could make college football cards. I think that's probably against the law now. Right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be able to sell them anyway.
I found a picture.
You did?
Yeah.
And?
Sure, why not?
Okay. $180 worth of sure, why not?
No.
Okay.
No.
Hey, Daytona 500 coming up this weekend.
Yeah, it is on Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Uh-huh.
You know who's got the pole? Carl Edwards.
Well, of course, yeah. I think I mentioned that.
And Greg Biffle, you know, right there is right behind him. Did you see who didn't make the field?
Who?
Michael Waltrip did not make the field. Nor did Bill Elliott or Kenny Wallace.
Yeah, they want to save their skin.
Can you believe that Michael Waltrip did not make the field of this year's Daytona 500, Ben? I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I
too share your concern because of my love of the sport.
It'd be NASCAR.
How's I doing?
It'd be NASCAR.
That's the sport too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Absolutely.
I saw that GoDaddy girl, Danica Patrick, is going to be going around and around and around in circles.
She's not done well this year. Her initial year in.
Well, you heard what happened yesterday, right? Or day before yesterday. She smacked her car into a wall or something.
Yes, she did.
And she had to borrow her dad's car.
Oh, is this our NASCAR minute?
Daddy, I wrecked the car. Can I borrow yours?
Really? I mean, it sounds like high school.
Let's try that again. That was called what we in the trade refer to as a punchline. She wrecked her car and had to borrow her daddy's car.
Okay.
Dot, dot, dot.
Ben, it chortles as he leaves the room, doing his favorite Santa Claus chortle.
Right there.
That was really neat, man. Thanks a lot. Going to watch the Oscars this weekend, are you?
That's this weekend, is it?
Yeah, it's Sunday night.
Has anyone seen more than like one?
Sure, Tom has. Tom's seen all.
I've seen all but two.
Which ones have you missed?
I haven't seen
The Artist. I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen the Artist.
Yeah.
And there's one. Oh, I haven't seen the So Loud and
Yeah. Incredibly loud.
Incredibly loud.
And dangerously close or something.
Incredibly loud and poorly reviewed.
Yeah. Believe I've seen the other seven.
That was another great line.
Yeah.
Oh.
Incredibly loud and poorly reviewed.
I got so much to do in here.
Those people at the Jefferson Awards saw a lot more in me than you guys do. I'm just going to say. I'm just saying.
I'm going to keep quiet. Let's
every time, somebody says, "Oh, congratulations on your nomination," I say, "Tom Turbyville spread that lie." But
Very nice about the nomination. Well, I picked up on that,
Mr. Downs.
I'm just saying.
I only emailed that to
Tom because he has the correction at hand.
I only emailed that to the company email list. And then I corrected it yesterday. Do they not read follow-up emails around?
I'm just saying.
I don't read any email from you. I just, you know.
Thank you, Chase.
But wait, that wasn't a punchline. Sorry. Okay. I'm just saying that the elapsed time between the error being made in the company-wide email and the correction was unseemly at best.
Yeah. Unseemly? Wow.
Unseemly.
Well, it's just like if it's in the newspaper, if they screw up on the front page, they do the correction in section B, page 9.
Now, you know, there you go.
What?
You're just bitter about...
I'm not bitter about anything. I'm just saying that's we're the media. We can make mistakes.
Okay.
And then hide our corrections.
That's right. And hope no one was listening at that very moment.
Yeah. Or well, anyway, yet, so...
We didn't say that. And then this darn podcast stuff came along.
Yeah.
So we're not
so much
able...
for disappearing.
Yeah.
Can't go away.
We're not able to say things.
Did you hear
like
Todd, who was listening? Todd just won a prize a little while ago. Todd is a pharmaceutical rep. And
there's a pharmaceutical rep?
Yeah, imagine that.
He's blonde. He's got to be blonde.
His territory...
they were confused.
His territory is south of Dallas. And I said, how far west? He said, El Paso. So we figured he doesn't make cold calls in El Paso.
Tom had the great line though.
Go ahead, Tom. Remember it?
Well, no, I just ask you: does he ever, you know, go to El Paso and they say no, nothing this month?
Yeah. And then you drive the streets so you can find maybe one more cold call to make while you're out there.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's a lot of territory.
It is.
That's a lot of trips to the old local gas station.
Yeah. He said,
it?
What did he say? 60,000 miles? Is that what he said?
Yeah. 6,000 miles. 6,000 miles a month.
Uh-huh. 6,000 a month.
72. That's almost 72,000 miles a year.
If it's
darn close.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of driving.
No kidding. So, all right. Well, we've now preciously wasted our last 3 minutes talking to you.
Okay. Last question. The guy who didn't know his name today. What was up with that?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think that was a young person.
He changed his name.
He did.
Yeah.
I think that was a young person.
Could have been. Could well have been.
Yeah, but he blew it.
Perhaps because it sounded kind of young, and then that told me that maybe they thought they needed to be 18 to win.
And they do, actually.
Yeah. So